mad, you son of a bitch. Just get mad.
This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Attention. Do I have your attention? You hear me, you fucking faggots?
How fucked up you are!
Do you make an effort to be obnoxious, or is it a gift?
This is comedian Nick DiPaolo, and when I'm in town, I listen to the Cousin Joe show. And I'm in town a lot because I fucking live here.
Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show. Back after a short break, but it feels like a very long break.
It does.
Of course, we had Thanksgiving off.
We did.
I don't know if you guys realize this, but Thanksgiving falls on a Thursday, so we couldn't do a show.
We could have. We just would have had reduced listener base. I think everyone would have been too tuckered out from the turkey to tune in. Fucking losers.
Yeah, blame the listeners. There was no way we were going to get together on Thanksgiving.
No.
And last week, you two fine comics at stand-up gigs.
We did.
The same gig.
Right. Which they both promised me would never happen again on a Thursday. Ever.
Never, ever happen.
Ever again until the next time.
Until the next time someone offers
decent money on a Thursday night.
Offers more than I do? Is that even possible?
Yeah, well,
I mean, the cheer and joy that I give you. I don't like the lack of response here. I'm just trying to use it back up.
I was thinking of...
You should turn the music back up. That's exactly what I was thinking. Let's make this moment less awkward with some music.
My headphones might not be working, I think, is the problem.
Okay, I'll get that fixed right away.
Thank you.
I'll call our tech support.
My level's probably a little off.
All right, morelikeradio.com/live to get in the chat room. Which another great comic friend of ours, Steph, is in the chat. And she's laughing at you guys saying you didn't make decent money, apparently.
No, we actually didn't make decent money.
Well,
decent money.
I would never ask you to. I would never ask you to disclose a figure on the air. But was it at least paid for your gas?
I still have the check. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah.
See, this is odd because
that's
Dan
an empty hand.
Dan pulled something out of his pocket, but then there was nothing in his hand. Did you drop
empty
it?
Hand.
Did you drop the check?
No. You know what? This is like the check.
Did you lose?
This is my empty.
Oh,
hand.
Oh wait, no. Let me see. Wait.
You got.
Wait. Turn it sideways.
Is that it?
No. The other way.
This way.
That's actually exactly what my check looked like. It was written the exact same way. I feel like they were fraudulent checks now.
See, I see. I've heard of checks maybe written in invisible ink, but I'm seeing invisible checks here. I don't see any checks.
Well, the checks were written on invisible paper with invisible ink, so it was really easy to make. It looks like, you know, just a hand.
Just so the listeners and I are on the same page, I had to cancel last week's show so you guys could do a free spot when you're both...
It was a charity? Charity gig?
It ended up being a fundraiser.
It ended up being a charity gig.
We didn't know.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you know, I was about to say it's very big of you guys to do charity, but you didn't know.
Oh, you know what? We've done.
Were there banners when
few,
you walked in?
We've
were
done
there
a few charities,
you know,
actually.
Banners that go, hey, this is a charity for, you know. Like
usually
a
you have something
thing.
That indicates that, yeah.
Right,
or you're told, hey, we're doing this for
right.
A charity, not.
Steph in the
hey,
chat
your money's
is saying,
been reappropriated to a charity.
Steph saying super secret fundraiser.
Yeah.
She goes, the best charity is silent charity.
The best. It was so super secret that nobody on the show knew about it.
Oh, okay.
At all. It was really incredible.
If any of you guys want to expand on that, that's fine. If Steph wants to call in and expand on it, it's 845-228-8897. Either way, up to you.
It's the business.
It's the business.
What are you gonna do?
You know, it's,
I'm still not exactly sure what happened.
Door got cut up a certain way, and there wasn't anything left for the talent.
Yeah. Steph, who, by the way,
or me or Dave.
It seemed like everybody else got paid except for the comics. Like the venue got a piece. Everybody
got
a piece.
That was quick.
Is that Steph?
I don't know. Caller, you're on the air.
What's up, dude?
It is.
Hey, what up, Shane?
What's up, darling?
Hey. I'm just still glowing about all that we've done for charity last Thursday.
We had a big accomplishment that night, Steph. I'm glad you were there to be a part of it, too. It was so nice. It was really nice for all the three of us to be there and make that happen.
It was actually an honor to be part of that show and to work with somebody with so much talent.
Oh, and I liked working with you, too, Steph.
Steph, what would you guys raise awareness for?
Basically,
without being aware of raising awareness.
Well, we raised, apparently it was for some charity for cancer, which apparently was indicated on a radio program when the show supposedly said that it...
I didn't authorize that.
Yeah, neither did I.
Joe's the king of all radio, though, Steph. I don't know if you knew this. He apparently runs everything.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Steph.
No, I'm just... basically, the flyer was made up with everybody that was supposed to be on, and then last minute we had a dark horse come in who decided to come in like a Robin Hood.
And robbed everybody in the hood.
But I thought like Robin Hood steals from the rich and gives to the poor. I didn't know you guys were rich.
Oh, we're not.
Oh, I guess maybe you were viewed as rich.
Well, this was the show that was going to make us rich, though.
We have no affluenza amongst us, but...
Oh, that was depressing.
No, you know what? Robin Hood robbed from the rich, like and we were robbed in the hood by rich. I think that's kind of how it went. It was by the rich.
Yeah.
We were robbed in the hood by the rich.
Mm. Was there anything I could do for you guys? Was there anything I could do to make this right?
No.
Or make you feel better?
We've licked our wounds, and we've moved on.
I think everything's okay.
Yeah. I was just actually talking to Steph specifically.
Oh.
Oh, no. Yeah. We're fine.
Oh. Oh.
We're totally fine. I just heard about how much money we made on the show, and I was really thrilled.
It was just unexpected, I guess. It was an unexpected turn of events.
Not for nothing,
if someone was like, hey, do you want to come to a charity show? I'd be like, yeah, sure, no problem.
We've done several.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I read between the lines?
Go ahead.
Sure.
I'm kind of hearing that maybe you guys got fucked over. I'm just reading between the lines here.
I'm
not asking for your response comment. I understand you guys are in this... thing, you know, that
just a question. No, yeah.
So, no, not even a question.
We have questions.
Just a statement I'm throwing out. That's what it sounds like to me, and I could be absolutely wrong. But I'm just saying that.
See, I have no problem telling the story. If anyone would like to hear it.
Tell on.
Go ahead.
I don't mind.
Go ahead, Shin.
If there are names in the story, feel free to use them and not change them, but that's your call.
There's only really one name that
We'll call him.
This one comedian, his name is, we'll call him Dick.
Okay.
Because it's appropriately a name that could be his name.
Oh.
Because his name is really Rich.
Oh,
there I go. Oh. Anonymity okay. is now done. But basically, this really, like, famous, like, can't believe he would actually come amongst us, comedian of the local variety, decided to throw himself on our little show, which we were all planning to split the door. And he did it. He did a lot, you know, to support the show, and that he did advertise that it was on the wrong day, which was really nice of him.
That's and, off to a
so
good start.
Was like, everyone come out for the show on Wednesday, where I'm going to come in and give all their door to charity, which we didn't know about until they showed up. And then that was fun.
So
and
when you booked it, you weren't told it was charity. You were told it was a paid gig.
Well, we were told that we would share the door if there was a door to share. And we were all fine with that. And we actually, I was just happy to do a show with the guys.
Honestly, that room and that group of people, I honestly would have done. If they said, hey, do you want to do a free show? I would have just done a free show anyway. Like, it didn't bother me at all.
Right. That was the whole thing with me, too.
It honestly,
it
wouldn't.
It goes to the whole thing of principles. Like, when you say that, when you say to somebody that, and they have that expectation.
You know what?
Now that expectation's there. It wasn't there before. I was like, oh, maybe.
If someone had just hit us up and said, hey, just so you know, would this be cool? I think we'd all be like, yeah, sure, no problem.
In a heartbeat.
I think it was more like the end of the night. Everyone's kind of like getting ready to go. And like, this is usually the time where the, you know, person comes over and like hands you, you know, a couple bucks, whatever. And then nothing's explained to you.
Right. You there know, was no word of it at all. It was just kind
of. Yeah, we were robbed of that moment at the end of the show where somebody gives you money that's wadded up that you can't even tell the amount. And they're
and you count it in the car on the way
home. I'm sorry, I wish it was more. That moment was not.
Right.
And again, it's not a big deal. It's just more of like a, well, why didn't you just say something?
Yeah, no, I'm only, like, I'm the one that's asking questions and is annoyed because, of course, I had to cancel my show. That's
it
all.
It was really what it was a matter of respect and, you know, professionalism, letting us know this is the deal. You're not going to, you know, I decided that the show is going to go to this. And if you guys are cool with it, still come up and do it. And if you're not, then it is what it is. But who would say no to a charity as noble as this one? Nobody's going to.
Yeah,
so
I would never have said no.
I just wish I had known up front because I could have planned my...
It's a big C. You can't say no
I could have planned my...
Yeah,
exactly. I could have planned my mental state to be a little bit
it's
different.
It's touched all of our lives and shit. No one would be like, no, I'm not doing... Fuck cancer. Fuck
more,
that shit.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, again, and I have nothing to complain about. I didn't even use gas. I mean, you know, Bobby Massey drove me there. I paid for dinner on the way home. You know, like, whatever. It wasn't like...
That's cute.
I was out of gas
afterwards.
Money. We held hands.
Did Bobby at least put out later? He put out, right?
Not willingly. I mean, it was really a fight, which was, I thought was bullshit. But,
Well, because he couldn't drink because he was driving.
I drank for both of us. That was fair.
Usually he just surrenders. He just gives up quickly. He's like, no, stop, don't, as he's pulling his own pants down.
Smoked some cigarettes and things.
Speaking
like that,
of cancellations, Dave, I don't know. I forgot to tell you this. I'm not sure if you're aware. Dave was right down here. We were hanging out the other day, and, decided, yeah, it's been a while. Let's have Steph back. Not this week because we've been away, so let's just do the three of us. But the week after, we'll have Steph.
Next week.
And we got a confirmation, but
in studio. Know,
Steph had to cancel.
You canceled?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to. I forgot I had plans for next Thursday. Mm. And so, my bad.
Sounds like a
on,
bunch.
From now on, your name is Dick.
So I didn't even know this, and now like I'm like, oh, Steph's going to. Now she's not, and that's
well,
man, just
well,
that's a roller coaster for me, Joe.
I made a compromise between banning her forever from the show and having her come on the next week. So she'll be on the week after
the Christmas show?
Yeah, the day after Christmas.
I was actually thinking about just showing up someday randomly, taking whatever money may be made from sponsorship and donating it to cancer, you know,
that's
the right
fair.
Way.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'd allow that, but especially because there is no money being made here. But
just go along with it. That's all.
Sorry, you're right.
Let the people think there's money to be had here, Joseph. Have you not learned anything about perception?
This is a part of the conversation when we pretend.
There is a great deal of money in comedy and radio. We are all reaping the benefits.
Shingling.
Or weeping the...
Oh, if only tears were currency. How rich we'd be.
Indeed. Indeed. So what are you getting into tonight? What are you doing?
What am I doing right now? I'm about to make some chicken soup.
What, are you sick?
It's pretty... Yeah, I'm sick of everything.
Is it for your soul?
I came down with a bit of affluenza the other day. So.
Yeah, did you see that? That's awesome.
Wow.
Mo posted that affluenza thing.
That
is the most
ridiculous
thing.
You could have got a flu shot
No, no, that. not influenza, Joe.
What? Well, what's this?
Affluenza is something.
What is that?
Boy, I don't know. It's going to probably start like a big conversation. But
I don't even know anything about it.
Essentially, the deal is, hold on a second, let me pull it up here.
So you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Dan, pull out the actual article, but the in a nutshell. So 13-year-old kid in Fort Worth, right?
Sixteen-year-old kid. He was driving, yeah.
Fifteen-year-old kid drove, and what, he killed...
He killed four people because he was driving drunk. And
I heard about this.
And he got off. He was driving his... he had seven passengers in his Ford F-250 after... stealing two...
Picking up guys to have a deck built?
...cases of beer from a store.
A Mexican joke.
Had a blood alcohol level of three times the legal limit.
And how old was he,
16? 16.
Wow.
Slammed into four pedestrians... killing them, obviously, which is what happens with a truck, and got off because his family is very wealthy, and he would never learn right from wrong because he always had everything in life.
So this was the defense?
This was the defense, yeah. And it worked.
And the judge agreed with it.
God
bless America.
God bless America.
Only in America.
Only in America.
Can you believe that shit?
So only in Texas,
it's
America.
Like the Chewbacca offense came to defense.
Chewbacca
came to
defense.
Life.
You ever seen Wookiees live on Endor? Joe doesn't know. Joe doesn't watch South Park or Star Wars.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
that's how it works.
Yeah, we all know that money's what makes the world go around. As long as you got it, you can stay out of any bit of trouble in the world. I mean,
was that a bumper sticker I read?
Yeah, it was probably a bumper sticker. Yeah.
T-shirt.
Yeah, it's probably a bumper sticker. Money makes the world go around is like fucking... It's probably a saying back in ancient Greece.
This is kind of similar to any time people bitch about Lindsay Lohan or... Paris Hilton getting offered.
Yeah.
I say good for them. If they could beat the system, fuck them. In this case, it's different because the fucking kid killed people.
And he's
I'm
a
not
kid.
On the side.
He, dude,
I'm
he just was
saying,
a kid and he was drunk.
I'm just saying.
Drunk,
My point is, you're still not hearing about this case as much as you heard about the outrage over Lindsay Lohan getting off with probation or... They didn't fucking kill anybody.
Yeah,
people just
that's
easily,
because
she's a celebrity.
Nobody
though.
Knows who that is. That's,
yeah, the paparazzi follows Lindsay Lohan.
A couple murders in this, you would think. Well, all right, not murders, involved, whatever the fuck. It's involuntary.
Involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, if it involved race or something like that, I'm sure we'd hear more about it. But it's more, you know, I feel sorry for this guy, the Eric Boyles, who lost his wife and the kid ran over his wife and daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, that's like, you know, and this guy, so this guy goes to court, you know, to put this guy away. And they're like,
justice.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. You know, this kid is really, really has really rich parents. So go fuck yourself. And it's just
well, we're off to a lighthearted start.
We are.
He does it no consequences. Why should we give him some now?
It's unbelievable discipline with those, especially with those kids. I mean, nowadays kids are so undisciplined to begin with. I mean, you know, if you used to fuck up back in the day, you got
beat up.
Hit. You got a beaten.
This kid
you learned your lesson real fucking quick. You know, you didn't.
Can't his parents? Haven't they just thought to maybe pay someone to beat their kid over the years? Like
nah.
Decent people.
Sure, I wouldn't be surprised if the guy whose wife and kid got killed. If he I mean, he could be, for all intents and purposes, somebody who just has somebody wait for this kid outside of a college bar in a year or two and fucking beat him to death. You know, you don't know. I'll tell you what, if I didn't get the justice I wanted, I don't know how I would be able to
forgive that. There'd be some kind of vigilante.
It's hard enough to forgive the person. Now you got to forgive the state for not acting on it and doing the right thing by you. Ooh, I don't know how I'd feel about that. I'd become fucking Batman overnight.
This can go one of two movies. This can go the father of the victims... Vigilante gets him, like kills him, or he becomes the really arrogant college guy in college in some kind of
Vandersloot.
Yeah, if he becomes like a really, you know, rich college snob,
American Vandersloot
in an 80s
American Vandersloot
in an 80s comedy, that'd probably go there too.
Mm. All right, Steph, we didn't book you for the show, so we're gonna say goodnight.
All right, I'm gonna fuck off now. I got shit to do.
Thanks for calling.
All right, later, dude.
Bye,
later,
Steph.
Steph.
Miss you.
There goes Stephanie Vanacore. Do you guys know her Twitter offhand? Because I don't. Just to plug it.
Is it S Vanacore?
S Stephanie Vanacore.
Well, now you gotta spell Vanacore for everybody.
Hold on. I'm gonna look it up.
That's
open
you
up
do.
Your Twitter.
I can't do everything myself.
For crying out loud.
Open up.
Play
your
with your play with your Twitter on air, Dan.
And I just want to. I'm looking at the chat. You want to read some things in the chat? Dave.
Sure. Some of the things in the chat that I see are, let's see, what looks good to read. I don't know. How are you going to put me on the spot like that? You didn't even ask me if I, like, you know,
no,
have you been reading? Have you been scanning? I've been paying attention. Dennis said, in the meantime, enjoy the pre-show with the beautiful, way too talented for this here horseshit Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said Dennis obviously has a crush on Steph.
Yes.
But no, go up. You know, read from some other people.
Red Sox laughed. He said, ha-ha.
Yeah, he did. Before that, right though, there, he said,
he ha-ha. He said, ha-ha. I saw it. That,
yeah, no, before that, I think he said something.
Still early Red Sox. Oh, right here, Joe, you said, Was that the one?
Which one?
Right above that.
Right above that.
He must have had a lot of money.
Yeah, right here. Oh, who is this rich from whom Robin Hood robbed?
Uh-huh.
That's it.
That's the one.
Oh, is it the smiley face with the tongue sticking out?
On the last segment, I was see helping you guys out.
Cousin Premature comedic timing, Coletta starts in 13 minutes. That's that might be one. That's in the chat as well.
I'm not sure what that means.
I don't either, but are you referring to a different one? I don't.
Okay, so obviously I can't rely on my co-host.
So it's the part where you say that you agree with Dennis. Is that what you're...
Okay, so...
But that's at the bottom. So I don't even know what you're playing.
But that's all the way at the bottom. It's not at the top of your screen, Joe.
There's something specific you want to talk about.
How are you going to throw me in front of traffic? Here comes a bus. Jump. Get in front. Dan farted right in your face.
Chris, do you want to read Red Sox's original?
Oh, Red Sox original.
First thing he...
Oh, right here. Ha ha.
In all seriousness, fuck you guys.
Right, right, right. Red Sox 86 said, hey guys,
we do the reciprocal.
Am I late to the Cousin Hack racial humor hour?
Show.
Am I late? Oh, race humor show, sorry.
All right, so I got to address this.
Red Sox 86, hey guys, am I late to the Cousin Joe, Cousin Hack racial humor show?
Right.
And then you said,
you could stop reading, thank you.
Because that's the thing that makes you go,
Thank you. So I gotta address this. Like most people that listen to this show and other MLR shows, you listen to other shows on the station because the majority of them are pretty fucking good.
You're part of the family, baby.
Yeah, they're pretty fucking good. So we share a lot of the same listeners. So I'm sure a lot of you have heard the Dutch and Royce episode. See, Dennis goes, you want to read that, Dave? Because you're laughing at it, so can you read it?
It just disappeared.
Oh, it did.
Oh, that mother... Wow. Oh, he got... Oh, no, he just fixed it, I guess. You want to read it? There we go.
There's no edit button on your comments now in the chat? All right. You mean Cousin calling black people gorillas is funny Joe show.
See, I didn't
now,
say...
Now, where did... Now, no, 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 no. Explain where all this originated from, okay. Because we need to clarify.
Tuesday night, I was invited on the Dutch and Roy show.
I didn't know we changed the title.
Yeah, because I put the wrong link online. I didn't link us to that page.
And they had a guest... That I planned to, you know, take an angle with Royce, and it was hilarious. The interview. It's a black porn star that wants to go in space, and part of the problem, I'll admit, is that I didn't run it by Dutch. It is his show.
Pigs in
so
space.
He did.
You wouldn't get that. That's a Muppet reference, bitch.
Bringy, bringy.
So
Joe's turning my mic off. Watch this.
Dutch thought that I was over the top. The hack, he called me a hack, go to racist stuff. What else? Shock jock and other stuff. But I just want you to know that everything's all right because after the show, see, what you guys heard on the air was me being talked down to like a jerk off. What you didn't get to hear off the air was him very nicely calling my cell phone after the show and apologizing to me. So, well, you know, everything's fine. He said he was sorry for what he said. And then he followed up by saying, listen, I don't even know what I was thinking. The direction I was taking with the interview, if you weren't on, Joe, I don't know how we could have pulled that off because you jumped right in there. You were hilarious. Someday, maybe, I could be as good as you are on the radio.
It's very nice.
And, yeah.
He said all that, huh?
I thought it was really sweet of him.
We have no audio of that.
And he's a good dude.
No, because he called my cell phone.
So That was straight up. That was awesome.
It was. Very G. And he thanked me for taking the lead and being hilarious. He just said, you know, you saw the video of me. My face was beat red. You could tell I had way too much to drink. I was chasing
a glass of scotch.
No, it was him, not me, believe it or not.
Oh, I thought you were drinking.
Yeah, no, he was not yet.
I thought you were no longer abstaining.
Yeah, no, but I wasn't having like 8 glasses of scotch. So he was like, listen, I just sobered up. I'm sorry. You know, you were amazing. Call back any time. And, you know, I aspire to be as quick-witted and funny as you. And I was like, dude, don't put yourself down like that. I mean, I helped out. Yes, I had a brilliant, hilarious interview with this woman that everyone else in the entire world absolutely loved and thought was hilarious. aside from you, Dutch, but still, it's okay. Don't put yourself down. I appreciate the apology. You don't have to keep going, but he kept going.
You really remember?
He kept going. He was like, oh, my God, like, we drink. I was like, yeah, we have that in common, Dutch and I. It's a bonding thing. He said, we both drink. And he was like, but how are you still able to be so quick-witted and just drop dead fucking hilarious? And I was like, dude, you know, it's, you know, some people got it, some don't. Don't, again, don't,
he said
don't
that,
beat
he
yourself
said that
up.
About you?
It was a very long conversation.
He said drop dead hilarious.
I'm yes. surprised that you remembered so much of it. That's impressive.
Yeah,
all the complimentary wow. details
yeah.
are really
and
nice.
Yeah.
Everything nice he said, like he specified,
right.
like,
wow.
like, Joe, you're a demigod. Like,
right.
there has never been a human being like you.
Right.
You
not
know,
only he apologized for being a drama queen,
yeah.
and he said
wow.
All these other, I don't, you know what, I don't want to keep going, because it's a very long conversation, but
yeah,
the point
like
is, the point, in all seriousness, the point is, he did call to apologize, and everything's fine.
That's awesome.
Again, that was off the air, so you guys wouldn't know, so I'm telling you, because it's okay to break.
Talk about our feelings.
That's not
right?
what I was going to say.
Isn't that what they teach you?
You know, on the air, it's cool to run me down, but off the air, what you don't hear is Dutch being nice and apologizing.
Maybe
and
it's
I just
means
want
it's all
people,
a show.
It's all a show. I just want everyone to know, producer Dutch is the greatest producer who never produces. I don't want anyone to forget that. And I stand by that, and I love the man. I absolutely love him.
So he extended an olive branch and you just snapped it?
No, I accepted it. And
that was very nice
of you. I was very humble about it, and
I was very humble about it. If I do say so myself, I was quite humble about it. I'm probably the most humble person I know.
Well.
Yes. So, 845-228-8897, the number to call in, or if you're on Skype, Cousin Joe Show, all one word. Let us know how humble you think Joe is.
Yeah.
See, look at
tell
these,
us.
I don't know, you know.
Tell
these,
us.
These shit stirrers in the chat, Red Sox, I think we should get Dutch on the line. No, it's been worked out. Everything's fine. Didn't you guys, like, not get that from what I just said?
Didn't you get the memo?
Exactly. Everything's fucking perfectly fine.
Exactly.
Everything's, seriously, I love Dutch. I really do. So, everything's good.
He cool.
And, yeah.
Everything's good. We're all friends again.
Yes.
Yay.
Good.
We resolved it.
Now. Let's proceed with the radio program.
Oh, good.
Tonight.
Are we going to do that?
I know it's surprising.
My goodness.
I know it's coming out of nowhere.
Let me call my ride and tell her I don't need her.
You wait up the block for a few more minutes, honey. The firecracker didn't go off yet.
The firecracker?
I didn't blow the building up yet. Speaking of firecrackers. So anyway, we need to talk about a couple of things that happened
this week.
Seasonal
topical things.
We have a big update on a topic, a story that we broke.
Oh, breaking news, son.
Breaking news. You remember a few weeks ago, obviously everyone who's listening remembers the whole crocodile epidemic that's happening.
Sweeping
the
nation.
We started talking about that very early on.
We broke it first.
We broke the story. I mean, realistically, every credible media outlet in the world followed us because we're just that influential, you know, on pop culture. So we covered the whole thing on crocodile, which, for those of you who don't know, is basically a drug that started in Russia that's basically crushed up codeine and gasoline, or codeine and nail polish remover, like really toxic, corrosive things. And it's become a huge thing all over the world now, big in the U.S., and apparently now in Mexico, it's getting really big to the point where you can even buy it like on the street corner, like real cheap. And there's...
I mean, it's cheap all over because it's
so cheap to make. It's like, they say it's a couple dollars cheaper than heroin, and apparently, you know... I guess when you're
paint thinner and gasoline,
when you're shooting heroin, every dollar matters. So I mean, what the fuck? Apparently, if you're a junkie, you don't have a lot of money. All right, I didn't know that's how it worked. I've seen Robert Downey Jr. He looks like he's doing fine.
He looks good.
He looks like he's doing well.
Looks great, Charlie.
Right?
He looks good.
He's doing amazing. Even though he was a better actor when
Courtney
he was on
Love?
Drugs.
Courtney Love looks fine.
Right, Dave.
Oh, I don't know
who. Charlie Sheen.
Robert Downey Jr. I'm
Robert
saying,
Downey Jr.
He's doing
dude,
great,
he was...
but he was a much better actor on drugs.
Oh,
drugs
yeah.
worked for him.
Oh, less than
screen.
Zero. You've seen Less Than Zero, right?
Yeah, have you seen Home for the Holidays?
No.
It's a very topical seasonal movie.
Oh.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Holiday season.
No, but I didn't see the one. We'll have to trade movies, Dave. This is cute.
You know what? Less Than Zero was a really good movie. You ever see that?
No.
He plays a junkie in it. And it was like an early movie for him. His mid-80s. Same guy wrote American Psycho, Bret Easton Ellis.
Oh, okay.
Wrote this. And really good. Really good. He was actually great in it, Downey.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse,
okay.
It does. The so-called flesh-eating drug rots out a woman's genitals.
Okay, first of all, not so-called. I see what they're showing. Of course, I see what they're showing. What, I'm going to put the link in the chat, warlikeradio.com/live.
For those of you who want to be grossed out watching as we read and let them play this wonderful story.
If you're eating, don't fucking watch this.
If you're of the faint of heart, pay no attention.
Hi, it's Audra Marie. This is Newsbreaker. According to a government official...
Oh, wait. Oh, my goodness gracious, God almighty.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, it does. The so-called flesh-eating drug rots out a woman's genitals. Hi, it's Audra Marie. This is Newsbreaker. According to a government official, a 17-year-old girl from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, showed up at a Social Security office with genital lacerations.
What the fuck?
Apparently, she needed a high so bad, she shot the drug right into her vagina.
The vagina quickly
becoming infected and rotted. She told officials Pregadil, which is a potent drug made up of codeine and gasoline, is readily available at street corners of the resort town.
I never knew all these years Crocodile could have actually made it like that.
Reported in the state of Jalisco. But Crocodile has been quickly spreading around the world, originating in Russia.
We know. We told everyone this.
Check out even more Newsbreaker stories at aura.tv/Newsbreaker or check out our YouTube page.
No, we won't check it out.
Yeah, I want to check out your YouTube page for more info on rotted vagina from Crocodile. It's like the dirtiest thing I've ever heard is you're shooting, it's like we were saying, you're shooting fossil fuel into your body and expecting the tissue to stay alive. Like, this is decomposition going into your bloodstream, you
paint
stupid
thinner
fuck.
And or gasoline.
But there's some codeine in there.
Right, yeah, I think I'll just take the codeine.
You'd be better off just chewing
it up. Without the side of gasoline and paint thinner?
Just chew up
some
codeine.
I'll just take the codeine, thanks.
Yeah, right?
So much to ask.
Codeine.
Especially when that codeine roll comes on a few minutes later and you're like, oh.
Roll?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Bubbles in your tummy. You feel good, don't you, boy?
Feel good, huh?
Yes, indeed.
I liked that shit.
You know what I would say if you gave me one right now?
You look like a fool.
Oh, no.
Fool. Thank you for doing that.
I know.
The first one was even better. Do you know what I would say to you if you gave me one right now?
You look like a fool, don't you?
You ain't getting this back.
Oh, thank you for doing that, too.
Okay.
Nice.
Well,
they're nice.
We have the soundboard.
They're nice.
There's a couple more holiday stories, if you will.
We're going back to the holidays from Rotten Vagina from Crocodile. Good. I'm glad we're going to keep with the theme.
Well, actually, you brought up that segue, which I don't blame you because I was texting someone that maybe texts me back once every 2 months
and
decides to text me during the fucking show.
How in
you
the world
these people
you,
to text? That's
yeah,
so nice.
Like, while you're on the air, you are the busiest person on
no,
your phone in the world.
No, but that's what's
world,
so fucked
Joe.
Up. The rest of my week in life, I get nothing.
Attention.
7 to 10 is high texting time.
Yeah. Exactly. Thursday night, 7 to 10 is when everybody texts me.
I texted 4 people all day today, and one of them's here.
Hopefully every text you sent
about
was...
me.
Hopefully every text you sent, Dan, was, hey, listen to this amazing show I'm on tonight.
It was.
Was not that? Great. Thanks.
It was. That's what social media is for.
Excuse me, Dave?
I'm not going to...
They just made a noise.
I said it was...
Yeah.
I put that on the Twitter machine.
Thank
and,
you.
And the Facebook.
You did?
The book of the
both of them?
And the, well, wait.
Oh, thank you for doing that, too.
I don't need to look. I just wanted to play that clip. Okay.
Okay, good.
Now, here is some holiday stories. This is, of course, you guys know how hard it is to find a parking spot, right?
Yes.
At the mall, you're trying to buy gifts.
Oh,
tricky.
Now, wait. Now, you remember. Let's tell this story really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell it?
You start, and I'll...
All right. Joe and I went to the mall, the Palisades Mall, to see who...
Yannis Pappas.
Yannis Pappas at Levity Live that night.
Which is in,
yeah.
And the mall...
Happens to be in one of the biggest malls in America.
Yeah, yeah. Huge. 4-story mall. And Levity Live is about a 300-seat club.
Excellent parking.
Beautiful, beautiful club. Yeah, honestly, the parking at the mall is bad all year round.
Friday or Saturday
during
night.
The holidays.
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Yep.
We're going for a 7 o'clock show, so it's peak mall traffic on a Saturday. They close all the stores around like 9:30, 10, you know, in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting for this spot in the garage, and this guy comes from the other side of the aisle and waits for the dude to pull out and then jets right into the spot.
And... Dave
you
was driving. He was sitting there. We were sitting there for at least
two,
3 minutes, which is a long time.
At least
to sit there with your locking your
traffic,
fucking
waiting.
Blinker, and having cars go around you, and dealing with that shit, and being annoyed in the first place. And this guy and his wife just pulled right in from the other side. So obviously the line of parking wasn't one of the usual two.
Yeah, it was a
which
one.
Is one yeah.
yeah.
So Dave rolls his window down and goes, "Dude, I've been sitting here waiting for that for like 5 minutes." And the guy just kind of gets, like, he kind of ignored us. Right?
Yeah,
and
totally, totally disregarded the fact that
one of the
that
things
I
mentioned to Dave
upset.
Was, if this was like 5 years ago, if it was like 25, I would have been screaming.
That was like, the only thing that stopped me from going completely mad. Shit was
this kind of depressed 35. Me. This kind of depressed and bothered me. I'm like, I'm not as, I'm more like subdued now because I know, like, I don't want to get arrested.
I gotta say, that is a stupid thing to do when there's two guys in the car who clearly know what your car now, and you're just gonna walk away from it and leave it unattended.
Yeah,
because if it's two people that you know, you guys, you know,
you
had a show to go to, you had high, you know, yeah. You're not the kind of guys that are really going to fuck around like that. But if you guys were, you know, of, you know, iller repute, you probably, you know, I mean, that guy would have come out to some flat tires, some fucking bologna on the car, because I keep some in my car.
It was me and Joe sitting in my car. We weren't very intimidating to this guy. He was a little
bit
taller.
But I'm just saying, it's a risky move, is what I'm saying. Risky move.
Yeah, it was a very aggravating move. And then didn't we see him in the bar we went to right after that? We went into one of the bars the pregame before. We went to Giannis Papas'
show. We were pretty sure it was him.
And
I sat right next to him.
Pretty sure it was him. But yeah. Just kept looking to see, is it him? Because we didn't really get a good look. It was a quick thing in the garage. He walked away fast. So I'm not going to, like, you know, look at the guy and go, "Hey, were you the fuck who was driving that Maxima? You son of a bitch." Like, you know, what are you going to say?
You should just start talking about how you fucked that car up.
Oh, that would have actually been funny.
Watch the motherfucker run.
Those tires went fast.
There's a couple things going on here. The fact that, 5 years ago we were younger and more angry and more quick to start a fight.
Yeah.
Whether it's just verbal, physical, whatever. And also now, there's fucking cameras all over, so we couldn't have even done it. Like,
I'm
like,
saying really
like
do
at
it.
Least 5 years ago, I would have taken like a, you know, one of those big gulp McDonald's sodas and threw it on the hood of his car.
Of course.
Something.
But these something. Days, these just days, just something you get, to feel better. Just some little.
No, these days they're looking for everything.
But I'm saying, even if he had just thrown, you know, some words out, watched the guy run to check on nothing, it would have just felt good on the inside. Is what I'm saying.
Probably would have been a good way to do it.
Been a good holiday feeling.
And then we saw a show.
And you saw a show.
Then we saw a show.
So everything worked out.
And actually, we ended up getting a better spot. We did.
So you know what? So fuck
that just
guy.
Shows you that for as pissed off as you could be in that moment, suddenly, life handed you something better.
Well,
when life hands you lemons,
this is one of the rare stories we tell where it ends positively. Yeah. But
lemonade.
When life hands you lemon, no, I was going to say when life
Please
hands you lemons, you've
line.
Got lemons.
Please don't say that.
When life hands you lemons, you've got lemons.
Right.
Who was it? Bo Burnham said that. He goes, "When life hands you lemons, you probably
know,
got a bunch of lemons."
It. You just said it. So.
Oh no! You know what, Joe? Then disregard everything I have to say for the rest of the night. Why don't you just turn my mic off? I'm going to sit back and watch.
Which line aren't we allowed to say?
Go ahead, Joe.
I'd like you to be
involved.
No,
whatever I want to say that Joe doesn't want to hear. We're not allowed to say that now.
I'd like you to be involved.
No, you don't.
We should have a list.
No, you don't.
What happened to your mic?
I don't know.
Oh, that's weird. Here, talk into mine.
Suddenly my mic went off.
It's on.
Yeah.
It's on. You're just being crazy.
I was being crazy. And by the way, if you guys are listening at home, you were being crazy too, Joe just said.
You know, baby, sometimes I just get crazy.
So, here is here's a story about parking.
He's always investigating, asking why a man who pulled a gun on a woman in a parking lot at a Walmart on South Chambers isn't going to be charged with menacing.
Now, this goes back to what we were just saying. Like, Dave and I were, like, saying more subdued. We would have, because we're afraid of course, getting locked up.
Yeah.
Like, especially for me, I've already been to jail. Don't want to go back.
I can't buy my way out like a Texas kid with triple the limit who doesn't serve any time. I would get it for, like, you know, random vandal.
We're no longer of that age where you play stupid.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't know it was that big of a deal. But this fucking guy pulls out a gun over a parking spot.
First off, the Walmart on South Chambers just sounds intimidating right off the bat. It just sounds like a dangerous area.
Yeah.
His reporter Lance Hernandez has the story.
Well, you're about to say that you're right when you interview the person.
Shakia Bush says she was looking for a parking spot on a busy Saturday night. She stopped right here. The man behind her started honking his horn, so she got out to direct him around her car. She says he pulled a gun. The whole incident was caught on camera.
My 10-year-old was saying, "Mommy, he's going to shoot you. I don't want him to shoot you."
Hmm. Bush says what happened Saturday.
Your 10-year-old was very insightful.
Wait a minute.
He had words of logic. "Mommy, he's going to shoot you. I don't want him to shoot." If he said, "Mommy, he's going to shoot you, I want him to shoot you."
I'm trying to think what drove him to the point of pulling out a gun. But wait a minute. I think we missed.
Looking for a parking spot on a busy Saturday night. She stopped right here. The man behind her.
7 years.
I went back to the bar.
Yeah.
Shakia Bush says she was looking for a parking spot on a busy Saturday night. She stopped right here. The man behind her started honking his horn, so she got out to direct him around her car. Mm-hmm. She says he pulled a gun. The whole incident was caught on camera.
My 10-year-old was saying, Mommy, he's going to shoot you. I don't want him to shoot you.
Bush says what happened Saturday night has caused nightmares for her and her children. She stopped to wait for a parking space to open up, and the impatient driver behind her got angry.
He was yelling loud, so I was yelling loud as well.
Okay, now see how it spells the name? Shaky Bush. I understand why he pulled a gun out. She got out of her car, and he was like, yo, get back in. I'm just trying to... And they had an argument. He goes, what's your name? What's your name? And she goes, shake your bush. And he's like, motherfucker, what do you mean shake my bush at you? And she goes, shake your bush. He's like, no, I just want to know your name. Shake your bush. And he got so insulted in the black community, especially, that the black men are very self-conscious about showing their bush. So he pulled the gun out. Now, I think I cracked his case.
Yeah, no, you spent all day writing that, didn't you?
In my head, fuck you in your fucking face. You like that, Dave? You having a good time? You enjoying that?
Oh, that was so good, Joe. That was
so funny. Did it make you giggle?
Didn't make you giggle?
Fuck you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to laugh anymore, Joe. Fine. You know what? Fine. I'll just sit back and I won't laugh at anything funny Dan ever says again. Is that what you want? Do you want to be quiet the rest of the show?
My mic might go off soon.
My mic's probably going to go off right now. Watch him. Watch his fucking left hand.
Just shut the fuck up.
Go to your board. Go to your board.
Unbelievable.
Go to your board. Unfucking believable is right. This is exactly what happens every time.
You know?
Shaky Bush is more of an Italian accent anyway.
Just go around, and so I think...
Shake of your bush.
I mean, I guess...
Okay.
I want to fuck on the table.
I thought it was fucking decent. I love fucking that joke. Fucking piece of shit. I thought it was... You guys are over here acting like I'm conducting an interview with a black porn star astronaut, and I'm just trying to make a little fucking joke here.
Well, you know, Jesus, you have to use that hack shit joke.
Right. You fucking...
You motherfucker. You fucking... Dan.
Thank you for being on my side for... Oh, he's laughing. He's not on my side.
I'm Switzerland.
Unfucking believable.
You motherfuckers are one of the best fucking compliments Joe can give.
Son of a bitch.
That actually, that's like the nicest thing I've ever heard you say to somebody. You motherfucker.
Okay.
Joe is friendly.
I try to be.
He's a people person.
A white people person.
You're a horrible man.
That sounded very sincere. I don't think I like it.
Do we get the name of the guy with the gun?
You're a fucking jerk off. You're a fucking...
Was it shaking your cock?
Spread your cheek.
Huh? What the fuck is so comical about that?
Everything.
Okay. We're going to continue the story.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
What story? We were doing something else? Did you miss me, Joe?
No.
Every minute. Felt like, you know, a woman is talking back to him, and so he needs to prove a point.
Bush says the other driver, Justin West, went back to his car and grabbed a gun. She says he didn't point it at her, but he did threaten her.
He said, B, I have a gun. I will shoot your A.
West's version of what happened is different. This report indicates he was worried that the people in the car were going to get out and attack him. So he told them, I have a gun and will defend myself.
Her 10-year-old son started saying, Mommy, he's going to shoot you in the face. Sir, don't take out your gun and shoot my mommy in the face. I'll go kill him for you. And the mother said, no, 10-year-old son, you don't go kill him. And the guy got scared and pulled his gun. I understand. Yeah, it all makes sense now.
That kid's hard to be scared up there. The mother and her 10-year-old son. And the headlines is
scares the shit out of me.
He saw the people.
Oh, he's disabled too?
The son, yeah. Doesn't get into it in the video.
He might have had a crutch on him or something. That's dangerous. I mean, he might have swung a crutch.
He might have been one of those super fast chairs where he could have got a quick getaway.
What if he had like that really super strength?
Oh, my goodness.
Like sometimes they hug really tight.
Wow.
So, see, this guy was self defense.
You know what?
He had a fear for his life.
He was standing his ground. I think he was standing his ground.
Was this Florida? If this was Florida, he's going to get off. That's all I know.
Oh, fellas, it's not too political here.
No, I'm just political. We're not. We're just saying this out.
We're defending this man.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to figure out where it is.
This wonderful man.
He is good guy.
This was in Colorado.
Hey, you get back in your car, I shoot you in the ace.
Which, not for nothing, I thought they had weed now. Is that next year?
No, Colorado will go 100% decriminalized, I think, in another month.
See, these people need to lighten the fuck up.
Right.
All right.
I think February they're going to be 100%
should be mandatory shit.
Police say the cameras show the confrontation, but do not show West pointing a gun at Bush, so there is no evidence of felony menacing.
Well, wait.
Do you think a law has been broken?
I definitely do.
Wait, is he sitting in the back seat?
If you guys,
hold on,
is there a reporter? But I think she has a reporter in the back seat for the better camera angle.
I don't know if you guys missed it because you're too busy breaking my fucking balls.
No, that was earlier.
But well, earlier in the clip, they said he didn't point the gun. He held it against his chest. Like, he held it up, like, pointing towards his shoulder.
Exists.
Like, hey, it's here.
Yeah,
he didn't actually point
it. Hey, look what I have.
But fucking semantics.
And will defend myself.
What was he defending himself from?
Himself.
Police say the cameras show the confrontation,
again,
but
in Aurora,
do not show West pointing
dude,
a gun at
what is wrong? What is wrong with Aurora, Colorado?
Yeah, there's shit going
That's
on.
That's the movie
Aurora.
Theater shooting from the Dark Knight.
Oh, come
was
on.
Aurora.
You can't relate that. That's got nothing to do with it.
I'm saying that there seem to be a lot more shootings in Colorado than in other places on, you know, ridiculous scales of people with guns. The school shooting years ago, Columbine, the movie theater here, this incident. People just seem to just walk around with guns and just do what they want. It's
Wild,
a fucking,
Wild West.
It is the Wild West. It's lawless.
I think you're exaggerating.
I'm not.
Nobody got shot here. Don't
nobody
be all
got
anti-gun
shot.
On me.
I'm not getting anti-gun. I'm saying everybody walks around with their gun on them at all time. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a gun to defend your ground, defend
only
your
what
home.
You
but
do if you got
I just don't think this was a situation where you needed to defend anything.
I don't think a parking spot really needs a...
Of course not.
I don't think you really need a parking spot, you know, that bad that a gun needs to come out so you can let somebody know, you know, look what I have.
But it's the holidays.
And it brings out the best in people.
You need your gun. Mm.
It does bring out the best in people.
So there is no evidence of felony menacing.
Do you think a law has been broken?
Yeah, what the...
I like how he's just hanging
it's,
on the...
It's
back.
A visual, but yeah, he's just hanging on the back of her car, and she's like talking to him through her rearview mirror.
I definitely do.
Next scene, he's on the roof.
I definitely do.
Looking through the sunroof.
He put not only me, but all the kids in the car were scared for their lives as well.
In Aurora, Lance Hernandez, 7 News.
Former Denver prosecutor Karen Steinhauser tells 7 News that simply holding a gun up to your chest and making a threat is felony menacing. But she says investigators would have to weigh that against whether the gunman was in reasonable fear of imminent harm.
They really have to decide that? Whether he was in harm's way or not? Red Soxes aren't all people from Colorado assholes. No. I met
some cool Coloradians.
Yeah, Colorado people seem all right.
That girl,
they seem okay.
That really sexy girl. That I saw.
The sexy
that,
girl.
Like 3 years ago, maybe. I took a vacation to Colorado just to meet this chick.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Been on Facebook.
Look at you. Wait. Damn. Whoa. Catfish much?
Shit.
No. She was exactly who she said she was. She was fucking gorgeous. Amazing.
So worth the trip then?
Yeah. And I always wanted to go to Colorado, so it was great. I stayed at
her
apartment.
Six.
I never told you this?
No.
Yeah.
Which makes me think it's a crock of shit, but keep going. I'm enjoying it so far.
Well, because this was like 2010.
Fun.
Did she meet our street reporter?
And see, I lose my train of thought when you guys are cunts.
That was actually a reference to your penis, Joe.
Yep.
That's not cunty.
I did get it. Maybe that's why.
Remember they made that little picture where he was wearing a little jacket and had a little hairpiece on?
Yes, now I do. But yeah, so I stayed with her for like, you know, like half a week. And yeah, she's fucking amazing. We still talk. She's great. She came here a couple months later for my birthday.
Oh.
I'm not here. Yeah, because just family somewhere around here.
So she came,
like,
she
like
flew
2 hours
here
away. She flew out like 2 hours away and drove up here on a rental.
So you, Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
Yes.
It was a great vacation.
So that was well worth the trip.
Absolutely.
A lot of times the trips don't go like that.
I know.
No, you get stuck in the middle of Missouri with some fucking like random chick who's not exactly what you thought she was going to be.
And that was way before. It's a story they've heard a million times.
Oh.
I didn't even mean just Joe. I meant like,
thank
you,
Dan.
Just in general?
In general, don't always get that good of a...
You saw Catfish, right? Did you ever see the movie? Not like the bullshit TV show. Like, the movie was bullshit,
I mean,
too.
I know of the idea of catfishing.
The movie was before, like, the idea of catfishing was like widespread. Before everybody like knew that this was like a thing for people, like an epidemic where they just had to make up personality types to fulfill whatever it was in them to be other people. But it was such a crazy web that, like, again, it was obviously something that they filmed for something else and then cut to look like a documentary type of deal.
They refilmed a lot of scenes.
Yeah,
a lot of it. They had to.
But it was crazy to see how crazy the person you're talking to could actually be. That's not the person you thought you were talking to. It's somebody else posing at that person with like multiple personalities.
You got to be careful.
I would imagine it's a very, very crazy,
like
maddening
Facebook
thing to go through.
Yeah, man.
I would imagine.
Facebook can't be one of those credible places to meet, you know, strangers. Well, actually, well...
And the way we met, the way this girl and I from Colorado met on Facebook was, you would never, okay.
How'd you know her? How'd you meet her?
Sirius XM, you could like the page on Facebook, and they posted something about Opie and Anthony being free on a certain channel for like a week. And she posted something like Howard Stern's penis, right? So I might have been drinking.
Baba booey.
Might have been drinking. And this is another fucking ad promoting alcohol. Without alcohol, this would have never happened. would have never had this great vacation and great time and amazing sex with this really sexy girl with huge natural tits. So,
yay, boobs.
I message her and I say something like, you know, something horrible, like, you know, go fuck yourself, you piece of shit, something like that.
Wait, you and her got to a point in your relationship where that happened, where you said that to her?
That's how it started. Listen.
This is Joe's seduction. This is Joe's seduction dance. A peacock puts its brightest feathers forward.
Let me back
Joe.
Let me back up.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Let me back up a little bit. Again, we both had liked the SiriusXM page. We're not friends. I see her post on SiriusXM promoting Opie and Anthony, writing, you know, Howard Stern rules, fuck Opie and Anthony. I sent her a message, like, go fuck yourself, you fucking idiot, blah, 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 whatever. And she just wrote back, I love you. Now, which obviously was to throw me off, and it did. And I was like, well, that's, I don't know how to respond to that.
I think we started talking
I love
you too.
And joking about how silly the whole thing was. And next thing you know, we're like talking for real, and I'm on a plane a couple months later.
I'm on a plane.
That's not a song.
Yeah, it is. That's Nirvana. That's Nevermind. Okay?
Out on a plane.
On a plane?
Mm-hmm.
I can't complain. Mm-hmm. I'm on a plane.
Before we take a break, we got another. Mm-hmm. We got another.
Mm-hmm.
Before we take a break, we have another seasonal story to get to.
You thought he was going to do it
again.
We
got to wrap that up.
He did think I was going to do it again. Hey. I wanted to keep him waiting, just hating every moment of me being in the room.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Everyone here knows who Fox News host Megyn Kelly is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the utter fucking ridiculousness
of
this.
Okay, so let me move on because I want to get to this other topic.
Again.
She got hired for her smarts.
This is her and three other people on a panel, and these are adults discussing this.
So in Slate, they have a piece on .com, Santa Claus should not be a white man anymore. And when I saw this headline, I kind of laughed, and I said, oh, this is so ridiculous. Yet another person claiming it's racist to have a white Santa, you know? And by the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa
Why are there
just
penguins
is white,
on the screen?
But this person...
Dave,
I'm sorry.
I did
step right over it. I'm sorry.
All you kids watching at home, Santa just is white, but this person is just arguing that maybe we should also have a black Santa. But, you know, Santa is what he is, and just so you know, we're just debating this because someone wrote about it, kids. Okay,
What the fuck?
By the way, I wish everyone could see these four people because it's like the best people, the diverse group you want discussing this.
Right.
Is, what are you trying to say, Dan?
It looks like the Hitler youth all grown up.
You can't have Santa being portrayed as a white man as anything else because he can only be a white
man.
That's
not what she's saying.
No,
Dave.
No.
She's saying
Santa Claus
is, in fact, white.
Right, which
it's
means
a
that.
Fact,
which
Dave.
Means that the yeah, man himself, exactly. The actual person who comes down your chimney with a sack full of fucking
Mr.
magical
Saint
presents
Nick.
On a sleigh pulled by eight
yes.
fucking reindeer,
right.
Suddenly, we're going to debate his race?
Yeah.
That guy?
That guy.
I've seen him, okay? I sat on that fucker's lap last week, and I'm pretty sure he was white. Okay.
I remember being
Santa's
a
white guy.
I remember being a kid and being woken up in the middle of the night when I had a tooth under my pillow, and I'm pretty sure the tooth fairy was Ecuadorian. Now, this is just my opinion, not a fact. I don't have facts like Megyn Kelly,
yeah.
But this is my opinion. I'm pretty sure the tooth fairy is Ecuadorian, so I'm putting that out there. Maybe we can send an email to Megan, and she can clear that up for us. But there's more.
Get that straight. But Jedediah, when I read the
Jedediah.
Piece, the author
Jedediah.
Seems to have, you know, she's African-American, and she seems to have real pain at having grown up with this image of a white Santa, and she speaks about it kind of honestly, saying, I didn't really understand
of a white Santa.
Why that had to be.
Dave, how much coffee did you have before the show?
Like tons. Tons.
Yeah, she wants Santa to be inclusive, and I had the same reaction. Initially, I was thinking, oh, this is more politically correct nonsense. This is hypersensitivity in our culture. And then you read the piece, and you really walk through the steps with her. I think it's a tribute to her writing. And you realize if you were a young kid, and you were African-American, and your Santa Claus was white, it would affect you when you went to school. Maybe you wouldn't
really
feel that you were part of that.
You know what?
With the beard, how much of his skin do you actually even fucking see?
But you know what? Jesus. I can understand I can understand the point that they're trying to make. I don't agree with it, but I understand that standpoint as opposed to saying it's a fact. Santa's a white guy, guys. That's it. So
wait,
if you don't like it, then
it's
tough shit.
Are we as dumb as them? Are we also now arguing over the race of Santa
we're
Claus?
No.
Non-existent fucking.
I'm saying that I can understand.
Want to do you want us to have, like, you know, okay, this year we spin the wheel of race and Santa is Mexican.
Right.
Hooray!
Right. It's like, who
and
cares?
I don't know why
off the mic when you yell.
Oh, you know what, Joe?
Both of you. I didn't single you out, Dan. Both of you. Go ahead.
No, but go ahead.
That was the point.
No, but you're right. You know what? Realistically, it's like, who cares? I don't care what skin color this fucking mall Santa is. That doesn't matter to me.
Well, are we debating the real Santa? Megan was talking about the Santa.
Oh.
Not the imposter at the mall.
The one from the movie, Dave.
Oh, wait. The one they got in the movie?
The movie one. Yeah.
Oh, that's... No, it's Tim Allen.
I was going to say that, but... I was puffing. Oh, God. Isn't his stand-up the worst?
It's in stereo now.
Women think we're pigs. Am I right, women? Yeah. Repeat that 20 times. This is my album, asshole.
That tradition. Now, she suggests that a penguin should be Santa.
Okay, and that's where she goes off the rails.
Well, I think that's kind of interesting, though.
Then she goes off the rails. It's not going off the rails debating the race of a...
But you know why that is bullshit? Because penguins are from the South fucking pole.
Right.
Stupid. I mean, that makes no goddamn sense at all.
Yeah.
You know, these people don't think about this stuff. We just need to get, you know, a Latino Santa or maybe black or which what does the lady want to have? Oh, I get it. Penguins are black and white.
Mm. Oh.
So Santa should be.
Okay.
Oh, maybe we should make Santa like a yin yang sign with a beard and a hat.
Ooh.
That'd maybe, be a we'll idea. Just make him red. But then would the Chinese get mad?
No, the Indian, Native Americans would be
Santa.
That's,
yeah. Santa can't be a red man. Yeah.
Can't have a football team. Redskins and a red Santa. That'd be way too much.
Goodness,
he could be purple,
Santa?
But then everyone thinks Santa's asphyxiating.
Right. That's not a good image for the kids.
Santa's choking on cookies in the kitchen. Come downstairs, you could have your purple Santa if you fucking really want him.
You have the Sid Santa.
If only we could have all gotten together and agreed on Santa.
It's amazing that these are like the real stories that are dividing a nation now. It's the skin color of a fictional fucking character.
A bunch of adults are debating.
I love it.
One of our popular
A bunch
channels.
Of adults, too. It's, if these were kids,
dude,
and it was
and
just a bunch of kids
not
arguing.
Towards kids.
I could see why she's mad, though. I mean, we already made Jesus white, and it's really like...
You can, one or the other, dude.
I know.
That might
you
be in here, too.
Both.
I mean, that's what this video is titled.
Jesus and Santa?
Oh, are we getting to Jesus, too?
I think she might bring that up, yeah.
Animal, which is something that kids love, sort of brings that cartoonish component into it, and I think that makes all kids kind of feel welcome in the process. So I see where she was going with that.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't make all kids feel
like
it, feels, it makes all,
I don't even
all
know what
birds
here.
Feel welcome.
kids
Monica,
like penguins.
You know, but okay, so that so
look
I've given her name is Aisha Harris. I've given her you know her due on where she was going with it, but.
No, you didn't.
Just because it makes you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean it has to change. You know, I mean, Jesus was a white man,
oh,
too.
Boy.
But, you know, it's like...
No, no.
No, he was a Middle Eastern man.
Yeah.
Jesus was in the Middle East. He was a Middle Eastern man.
He was...
There were no whites over there.
Sorry.
Yeah, they weren't white people.
Yeah,
they weren't white Americans.
Yeah. If he even existed.
Right.
Then
there were
that,
no such
area,
thing as white people out there. It was olive skin.
Not in the Middle East, yeah. No.
And he had great abs.
And he's just... That guy was
dude,
ripped.
Jesus was fucking ripped, son.
Ripped.
Yep.
Figure. I mean, that's a verifiable fact.
No, it's
as
not.
Is Santa.
Absolutely
I just
not.
Want kids watching to know that.
Body
yeah,
of Christ
my point.
Did everyone just hear that?
She just said that it's a proven fact that Jesus and Santa are both white.
Yes.
Yep. Science.
It's a proven fact.
He was a historical figure.
Science.
I mean, that's
Science.
A verifiable fact, as is Santa. I just want
right.
the kids watching to know that.
Yes.
But my point is, how do you
yes.
just revise it?
How many kids does she think is watching Fox News?
Fucking News? And the Easter Bunny's also white. I mean, like, they just have it on lockdown.
Well, I'm pretty sure the Palin kids have this on 24/7 in the house, so, you know, they got nothing else
they're
to watch.
They're already retarded, though.
No, they're
like,
on the
literally,
roof.
So how much more retarded
they're
can
on
they
the roof watching Russia, and they fucked up on the whole crocodile thing, so I don't know what the hell they're watching
crocodile?
Russia for. Crocodile? Sorry.
In the middle
fuck
of the
joke.
Legacy of the story and change Santa
cunt.
From white to black.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. First of all, the penguin would never work, Megan, because a penguin cannot lug all of those gifts around
Chewbacca,
the world.
Chewbacca was born on Endor. Chewbacca, Wookiees are not from Endor.
Did you just drink my beer? Was that mine?
No, she really just said that out loud. It was words.
Not yours.
Can you grab another beer to maybe counteract the caffeine?
Sure, sweetheart, whatever
she
you
She actually just said
she just, you
that
it, she
the
said,
penguin could not physically carry all those presents around.
Now,
like
I backed
Santa
it up.
Can.
Now, is she going for a joke? Or I
you
don't...
can't. First of all, the penguin would never work, Megan, because a penguin cannot lug all of those gifts around the world. That's
he
number
is from
one.
The
we,
South
just,
Pole.
We just want to be Santa's clear.
From the North.
She just said it. Damn, she just said it.
I guess that was...
She just said penguins are from the South Pole, Santa's from the North.
Oh, I'm glad she... Yeah, I'm glad someone said it because that's...
Let's bring
that's,
some logic back into this argument.
That's the only hole in the argument that I can see.
Right.
Now, why is Dennis in the chat saying, read that as Joe Coletta? Read what?
Dave, read that as Joe Coletta, please.
I was going to read it because I'm Joe Coletta, but go ahead, Dave.
Dave does a better impression of you, though.
Fuck you.
I don't think anyone explained to this fucking twat that it's a proven fact that a proven fact is something which a fact has been proved, you fucking mumbling bimbo.
Nice.
You fucking asshole. How's my Joe Coletta? Is it a good impression?
Well, first of all, I'm a professional, so I don't. No, I was doing that. I don't scream on mic and pop my peas like that. And
oh, you're not popping your peas,
right? So, but no, I still didn't. Like,
sounds like a rap phrase.
I don't think.
Speaking of popping peas, you punk pussy, pumpernickel popcorn.
Oh my God, Dave!
Pirate,
dial it down. Holy shit!
I'm excited to be back. I haven't been here in a month. I thought it was. This is like the highlight of my week every week, and I wasn't here for weeks. And now I'm back, and now popping peas. Like this.
Oh, it's over.
Just does it real quick.
Okay.
Now it remind me to restart the soundboard on break.
Restart it?
I thought I tested it. Yeah, because that cut out by itself. All right.
Oh. Exactly. But you're absolutely right. Look, Santa Claus is based on St. Nicholas, who was an actual person, a Greek bishop, and was a white man. And so all of this, I understand. Yeah.
That's not an actual picture of him.
Back it up with
that's not an actual picture of St. Nicholas, sweetheart. She's like, look at him. That's St. Nicholas.
What's going on?
That was the audio of what Jesus' real color was.
Oh,
was that him saying, I'm really a white man, I'm really a white man? That's like, Paul is dead backwards on the Beatles tracks. That was in like, you know,
come
some
on,
kind of
how
ancient
cute
Sumerian.
Is he, right? So, you know, you can't take facts and then try to change them to fit some sort of a political agenda or a sensitivity
what
agenda.
What facts?
Bernard, quick last word.
Look, I think that it's fine for Santa to be represented as a traditional white man, but I also think that if people want to represent him as an African-American male, a Latina, an Asian, or a drag queen, I think our social fabric can sort of take the elasticity. Yeah, you can take the elasticity of Kris Kringle. I mean, I really don't think that a society is going to break up if people respond to Santa in different ways.
She won't even let him say his opinion.
Thank you, panel.
Typical.
She won't even let him say his opinion. She's like, I got to go.
They're all fucking talking crazy, but yeah, of course the opposing side gets 3 seconds to talk.
The problem is that people like her, it's the same thing that you get on all the other stations, MSNBC, you will always have people that are so extreme that there's no room for a dissenting opinion on their talk shows. And that's bullshit, man. If you can't hear both sides of the argument, then don't bring up the fucking argument. You just don't.
Yeah.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
And shit.
That's
and
what white
sluts.
Jesus taught us.
Yeah, white Jesus taught us that. And Santa's going to bring everybody some tolerance for Christmas.
Excuse me, P-Rock, in the chat from the Red Show, Tuesday nights at 9. I don't understand why you wrote smooth LOL, point. Quote, I'm a professional, quoting me. I'm confused and disappointed in you.
Oh, irony.
I didn't mean to do that, but I'm such a genius, Dan, that yes, I burp while saying I was professional.
That's good.
Thank you. See?
I like that. I liked it, that shit.
I liked it, that shit. We drink that shit.
Drink that shit. So, hey, how far are you going to get off topic, sweetheart?
I liked it, that shit.
None. We're going to take
what was
a break
the topic?
Now. I got to piss.
We
finished it.
Oh,
we're going to take right. a break
no,
now.
I got to fuck with Joe now.
Oh.
Now?
Because Joe's excited to have me back.
I am.
How excited are you to have me back? Tell me.
Now, in honor of my amazing joke that went over incredibly well and well-received, especially right here in the studio, the Shake Your Bush,
oh, yeah.
Here's some Bumbar Bastards calls while we go to break. You're checking out the Cousin Joe Show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Mike, please.
Mike who?
Unstinks.
Who?
Unstinks.
Mike Unstinks?
Yes.
Anybody named Mike Unstinks? Mike?
Unstinks.
Nobody but that name.
Nobody? Thanks a lot.
Tubar.
Yes, can I speak to Clint, please?
Who?
Clint.
Clint?
Yeah.
Anybody named Clint?
Mike.
Clint. Anybody named Clint?
Right here.
Nobody by that name.
His last name is Torres, T-O-R-I-S.
Torres?
Yeah, Clint Torres.
Clint Torres?
Yeah.
Clint Torres. Clint Torres. No.
He's not in yet? Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Yes, is he coming, please? Can I speak to you? Is he coming?
What's his name?
Izzy. Izzy Cumming.
Izzy Cummings?
Cumming. C-U-M-M-I-N-G. Cumming.
Oh, Izzy. Anybody named Izzy Cumming? Izzy Cumming. No, nobody but that.
Not Izzy. Izzy. Izzy Cumming.
I said Izzy Cumming.
No, Izzy. I-Z-Z-Y.
Oh,
Izzy.
Izzy Cumming.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, not here.
Okay, thanks.
year he went.
You don't even know what Willie is.
How much are you talking?
Oh, Willie.
Who?
My friend Willie. He's supposed to be there.
What's his name?
Willie.
Willie who?
Faga.
Willie Franco?
Faga.
What's the second name? I'll call out the name.
Faga.
How do you spell that?
Standard in internet radio.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
Well, you're about to get a Skype call.
And here we go, answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air, and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio... professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Senor Itchycock. What do you say, man, with that?
Looks like you got yourself a bad situation here. What's your name, Octavio? Octavio, that's it. Going firebug on your old lady's wig. Let's all this fucking drug
Yo,
stuff.
Yo, man, did you see what she did to my fucking Jimmy? What that puta bitch did to my shit? She out there tossing a nasty snatch on the curb. She come back here poison pussy. Now I can't hardly even walk around. I can't have no fabrics on, nothing. Look at it. Check it out.
Okay, Hoss, let's just holster that up, okay?
Never seen no shit like that. Black and blue. I can't wear no drawers. This shit is so bad. I go take a piss. Piss don't even want to come out. She fucking set fire to my dick. I burn her head down.
Yeah, great. You want to talk to us about a Michael Calves?
Who?
Michael Calves. You used to snitch for a Michael Calves. His street name was Jimmy Fredericks. What can you tell us? Jimmy Fredericks.
Yeah. Him. He dead, right?
That's right. He was killed.
Yeah, I seen it on TV, too. Yo, could I get a quick hit?
What'd you say?
My cock is killing me, man. Let me get a quick hit. A quick hit. I'll talk to you.
What?
I'll talk to you.
It's almost impossible you're this dumb. You're serious.
Yeah, just a quick one. Please, bro. Hockeys. Yo, who got a light? I used my last match on that bitch.
You know that I won't be on tour. You know that I won't be alive. If I were to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hit is taking soon. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Back with the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio. 845-228-8897 is the number to call. Or you can go to Cousin Joe Show on Skype. Just Skype in at Cousin Joe Show. A little Light My Fire cover. Anyone in the chat know what audio that movie was from? That film? That amazing, underrated, independent film with Ray Liotta? You might win a prize if you type it.
You probably won't.
Hey, listen, it's holiday season. I have...
Joel sent you a bag of salvia somebody else sent him.
No.
Merry Christmas.
No. No. Okay.
You gonna send a Bud Light Platinum?
Don't think you could ship alcohol, can you?
Single can?
Well, yeah, because a bottle would break.
Right.
So yeah, I can.
Joel, send you a tall can, man.
They don't make those yet. I'm waiting until they do. Nice 25-ounce. I don't know if you noticed, all the Anheuser-Busch 24-ounces are now 25-ounce. There's your white trash news update. I noticed. It's great. I'm loving it. That includes Limeritas, by the way. 25 ounces now.
All Bud Light cans are now 25 ounces?
All kind of Bud.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you tried Bud
the Light Lime?
Rejoiced. Have you tried the regular lime? Not lime marina?
I don't drink that shit.
That shit.
I don't drink that shit.
You, Dan?
No.
I'm just stalling until this ad ends.
Oh.
But yeah, no, I love the lime marinas. Never had the lime. This kind of sounds gross.
It's too bad I'm not allowed to talk, otherwise I could have filled in some of the time.
Okay, we're moving on from that.
A man from the United Kingdom has been banned from entering supermarkets. I'm considering the charges against him.
Wow. Now, what do you think you got to do to be banned from a supermarket? And this might be the first supermarket banning I've ever heard of in my life.
There's a few things you can
do. Not just one supermarket, all supermarkets. You think it's shoplifting?
I would say he probably went into multiple stores and damaged expensive things. Like he went over to the meat or the produce area and just destroyed expensive steaks, just threw shit on the floor and just went absolutely nuts. I mean, something. He had to go to something several times, though.
Right. He had to be a repeat offender on something.
Yeah, I would guess it had to happen a couple of times.
Okay. Well, let's find out. Oopsie daisy. Okay.
Hard to understand why. See, 49-year-old Eugene Freitas pled guilty yesterday to pleasuring himself in the meat aisle of a Sainsbury grocery store in July. Now, according to employees, Freitas could be seen on a security camera with his hands down his pants for 10 minutes. And one...
Are they trying to say someone was watching that security cam live? Who didn't figure out after,
eight minutes
that his hand was down his pants to not...
Female staff member told the court that she caught Freitas in the act, but she gave the father of four the benefit of the doubt. She thought that he might just be adjusting himself. Well,
for
turns out that
minutes?
Wasn't the case. Freitas told the court that he went to the grocery store fully intending to go shopping. But once he entered the meat aisle, he was overwhelmed by his sexual drive.
What the fuck? Can anyone relate on any level of what is a turn on in the raw meat aisle? In the supermarket to make you just go, oh, fuck, now I'm hard. I got to jerk off right here in the aisle.
Have you ever seen a real sexy flank steak?
Yeah.
No.
I honestly, we've all had our weak moments, but usually I could at least make it to the car.
Right. Or can I use your bathroom? Can I use your restroom for a few minutes?
You could always buy some ground beef, take it to your car and jerk off. That's
yeah, you could do that. You could look at it in the car.
But that's so dirty. It's ground beef. It's not even like, you know, a quality like cut. It's not like, yeah.
Well, we can't speculate. We don't know if it was sirloin or what he was jerking off to.
He might have been jerking off in front of the prime steak counter.
It could have just been the hot dogs.
That kind of explains it, though.
You don't even know.
Like the deli counter there, like the actual where they cut fresh steaks. Like he might have seen those
and
that
slicer
like
10, 50
a pound and just been
forth.
Like...
Yeah.
I can't afford to eat those steaks,
just,
and that gets
just
me
jerking
so
his dick to the same motion that the slicer was going back and forth. Just, That's right. I'm into it now.
But once he entered the meat aisle, he was overwhelmed by his sexual drive. And this isn't the first time that Freitas has been busted for being unable to keep his hands off himself in public. In 2010, he was placed on a sex offenders list for indecent exposure. And that offense also took place in a supermarket.
So now, if he's a father of four, maybe mom can go shopping. Isn't that like, can we work something out, maybe? Like, you know, maybe Ma can hit the supermarket.
Or maybe his wife's dead.
Because dad,
Dan,
all right.
You insensitive
problem.
Bastard.
That's
you ever think of that?
Maybe she was killed by a falling steak, and that's his only way.
A herd of cows.
That's, you know, he thinks of her in that moment.
She went to go cow tipping, and it went horribly wrong.
Cow fell on her, she died.
Cow
and now
tipped
he just,
on that bitch.
Yeah.
And now he sees meat, and he just can't control himself anymore.
You did this to my wife. I miss her so much. Oh.
How'd you like to be that kid in school? Hey, did your dad get arrested for jerking off in the,
again?
In the meat aisle again?
Again?
No, this is an old story.
No, this is a different guy with the same name as my dad.
Yeah, I'm going to go listen to some Screamo, thanks.
He goes outside and puts on his iPod.
I'm just looking at the chat.
Fucking hate you,
thanks
dad.
For turning my listeners against me, Dave.
I didn't
Dave
do
wrote,
that,
I'm
baby.
Being used, so unloved here.
I am.
Now Red Sox is saying, fuck you, Joe. Fuck Joe. Dennis is saying, if you killed me and took over, it'd be a better show. Unfucking believable what you do.
Dave, if you get on serious,
you're
you remember
a manipulative
me, right?
little bastard.
Well, thank you so much. I, you know, I pride myself on my manipulation game. And I think that, you know, the
what?
Chat is just, you know, all of our listeners.
Right.
I love you guys so much. And Joe doesn't
Why
love you
just,
guys at all. Like, he just Seattle. Doesn't. He doesn't feel the same way about people.
Someone in the
I'm
chat.
I'm here for the people. For
right,
you.
Right. And someone in the chat just put hashtag free Dave. And it's the motherfucker sitting right next to me.
I think,
just wrote that.
I
by
think
the
someone
way,
used my name. That's weird.
You know.
And when someone's using my
Only
identity.
Punchy gets away with that shit.
You know what?
Not you.
I'm going to have to go check for identity theft. I'll be back.
Okay. I think there's more to this. A little bit more to this.
The hot report, by the way.
The meat.
Swear to get his kicks for now. He's banned from entering British grocery stores without adult supervision.
Imagine being 49 years old and you need an adult supervisor to go to a fucking grocery store.
Even better, if his kid's old enough, they can just be the adult supervisor.
Oh, how embarrassing would that be? We're having to explain to one of his friends, listen, can you come with me to the grocery store? Why? Why do I? No, my wife goes for me. Why are you? I just need an adult with me. Why? Well, I jerk off to meat.
Remember that time I got caught jerking off to meat? Yeah. All right.
It happened again.
I did it again. And I really need milk.
Yes.
Calls his wife from jail. Hey, honey.
That is
no, the wife's dead. Remember?
That's your theory.
That's the theory. Is it the wife?
No, I think
that's
we came theory. To the fact and conclusion, much like Megyn Kelly did with Santa. It's now a fact based on the same lack of logic that the wife's dead. So, no wife, Dave.
All right. Well, he called his cousin. He called his brother, ex-brother-in-law. The guy, the
like
only person that still
call.
Cares because, you know, he was a piece of shit. And he's like, yeah, you know what? My sister died. He was married
listen,
to her.
Don't,
I feel bad for him.
Don't judge
a you know?
Meat jerker.
And then he calls and he's like, hey, Jerry, listen, I got arrested again. And Jerry's like, what? What'd you do this time? Was it like a DWI or something? And it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He's like, no. Yeah, I was arrested. You remember a few years ago, I had this meat-related incident. And I'd be like, yeah, you
meat
whipped your cock out in the meat aisle. And I'd be like, yeah. Yeah, well,
I didn't whip it out this time,
it
but I was jerking
again.
Off in my pants.
No, I kept my dick in my pants because I figured it would be okay to do it that way.
Right. Okay.
Jerry! What the fuck? What the fuck you doing, Jerry? Put your cock back in your pants.
But
buy T-bone steaks.
Al, I didn't, the second time I understand and it's bad, but I didn't take it out the second time. I just jerked off in my pants. I didn't think they were going to notice. I was hoping they were going to think I had a mosquito bite on my thigh, and I was just rubbing it.
You know, your sweatpants, they're going to stick to your thigh. Keep it in your pants.
No, but again, I kept it in my pants. You don't think I...
That was your mistake. I'm trying to tell you. You don't seem to know how to jerk off. Joe, you got to learn a thing or two.
But meat really turns me on. What should I do?
Play with your own.
You're not turned on by meat? Like, you know, raw meat. Not cock meat, just raw meat, Al.
I'm turned on by all meat. Mm. Raw meat. Meat in my pants. Steak aisle. All of that. I love all that.
So you're not mad at me, are you? I think I learned my lesson.
I think you should let Dave run the show. That's my opinion.
Okay, so back to the story.
For 18 months.
I never even met Dave.
I heard him. Funny guy. Chat seems to love him. Looking at the chat. They're talking about Cousin Dave's show. I love that. Great ring to it.
I'm looking at the booby meme.
Fuck you, sir.
Who said that?
I can't not look at that booby meme.
I love boobs. Play the story, Joe. I'm going to go.
That was the end of the story.
Asshole.
You're so negative.
Use your words.
Thanks.
Can't believe you just did that too.
All right,
what? All right, what?
All right, we're moving on. That was the end
of
the
story. Yeah, we're moving on. We got something funny, actually. We do have something very funny. You played that for me. Was that 2 days ago?
Which one?
The scene in the studio.
Okay.
Walk.
Yeah, I got it.
You know what I'm talking about now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Fucking crazy. By the way, 845-228-8897. For those of you listening at home, you want to call in, or if you're on Skype right now, Cousin Joe Show, all one word. Fuck with us interactively on the show. You can also join us in the chat at morelikeradio.com/live and set up a username and help us get this protest going with Joe to give me the show. I haven't been here in a while, and I've missed you guys, and I love you so much, and this coup would work so much better if you had my back. So let's just do it.
I think he heard you.
Oh, hey, Joe, I didn't know you were here, buddy.
So apparently the, quote, singer, rapper, whatever, Waka Flocka, was recording backup vocals. Actually, Nick sent this to me, my favorite co-host ever in the world that's ever been on the show. Nick.
My ride is up the street. I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Sent this to me on Facebook. It's Waka Flocka recording backup vocals, a double track, if you will, to his song. I don't know what the fuck it's called, but it is absolutely hilarious.
Bow, 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 bow.
Again, he's listening to the song he already recorded in his headphones, and now over.
Now he's recording the ad-lib track, his all, you know, all of his little wakus and all that other shit that he's going
to
do over the track.
Just to spice it up.
Yeah.
But listening to it isolated,
just so it doesn't suck quite as much.
Right. But listening to it isolated is just hilarious.
Bow! Squad! Flocka! What up? Got it? Huh? North! On the bottom! Flocka! What? Bow! 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 Ooh! Get him! Get him! Get him! Get him! Oh, Flocka Valley!
You think he was a little embarrassed when this came out on YouTube?
Probably thought it was awesome.
Yeah, he probably looked at this and thought it was like a crowning achievement. Yeah.
What? What? Yo, 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 Flocka!
What a joyful
Flocka,
laugh.
Flocka, 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 Flocka,
you know your
Flocka,
name.
Flocka, 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 yo. Yeah. Nigga.
Oh, thank God he put that in.
No.
Surprise, there's not more of that in a rap song.
No ad lib track would be complete unless that was dropped at least once. But
Riverdale.
You say Brisbane? Riverdale? That's not really a ghetto area. Riverdale.
No. Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah. It just goes
so from it. Here. Something else funny.
Yeah, we
sprang
found a
to
related
attention.
Video. That is, just...
you got to put the video link in the chat if you can. In addition to it, it plays off of what you just heard, absolutely brilliantly.
Well, yeah, I mean it's Waka Flocka, but it's different. It's taken from, I guess, a couple different interviews.
Yeah.
That he did.
Yeah, several different interviews he did, and then they clipped, you know, audio snippets.
And I want to give them credit. They seem to be a show. Called Three Guys On. I don't know, but they put this together. I'm going to put the link in the chat room right now on morelikeradio.com/live. And Well, here's the video. This is fucking genius. These people to put it together. This is, of course, from King of the Hill, the clips you're going to hear.
Just take them damn spark plugs out, then that little hole, you just put a little hole around there, just like Bobby Hunter says, just like it'd go boom, boom, just like that.
Don't throw cars over there. They cool with that shit. Like, boy, you got to have a seatbelt and a helmet on. And a car was the first thing from the hill job. Man, that crazy. I go on though.
Hell, the dang old truck, man. The little muffler's falling off the go, and it ain't got no brakes, man. Sparks flying. Like I told him, man, if you fix that dang old thing, you put on some duct tape, man.
Like, we had a family dog named after my mom called Red Rose Anthony. I wouldn't want nobody, like, beat my dog, skin my dog, whoop my dog.
How you supposed to come out there and do anything about that dog if you're just going to get a dang old computer ain't going to come over here and just shut that dang old dog up?
I love animals. As a kid, I had dogfish, iguanas, lizards. So when I read about Peter, I Googled it.
Naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
So I look at it, I'm like, Peter. You know, I learned about it, though. I'm like, as a dog, so I don't want nobody to skin my little pup. You skin my pup, I'm like, ass down.
Man, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying? Like school, I don't want that. Like, they probably educate themselves. They probably think, like, oh, that's probably some bullshit. Ain't nobody gonna let that go on. But that shit, hey.
Is that not, sorry, one of the most ironic things you ever heard? They educate theyself. Throw it out there.
I like really that that's how
like,
he does it.
You really see that? Like, oh, yeah. Damn. No, folks, it's electrocuting, killing animals. Like, really?
All these things from him, by the way, stem from one question the interview asked.
Talk like. He'd go woo-loo talking about that big mistake, y'all, right there in that cooler.
I guarantee you, you moved to New York. Ain't nobody there talking like, hey, I'll be neighbor. Just come out the just keep it moving.
What?
It's just crazy, though.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Man, not talking about no buzz, man. I'm going to tell you why. You know why it's funny, man? Because it's dang old true.
And that guy's a star in America.
Indeed. That is what
we've
done.
Can't even say a sentence.
You know how he got there? You know how he became a star?
At this point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Several million. He actually is the son of a famous rap agent. She used to rep Nicki Minaj and a bunch of other rappers, and they basically all bounced on her. But her son, not all of them, but a lot of them did. And apparently she was able to get her son with no talent into the game. And the next thing you know, you get to hear him doing that bow, 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 bow. And horrible rap, man. Horrible. Nothing compared to mine. I think we can all agree. Joe loved my rap when it was on.
I thought it was absolutely horrible.
You loved it.
It's uncomfortable for me.
You fucking loved it.
It's kind of uncomfortable for me.
You know what? I really don't like the fact that you've been so negative about my rap this whole time. You really make me feel really bad, Joe. Well, you make me feel unpretty too.
See the things you're typing in the chat.
Yeah, can you hear me slamming the fucking keys? Is that what this is, Joe?
No, I was going to what you typed, not the way you're typing angrily.
It's making a point.
Oh, what's the point, Dan?
No, that's how you, when you type like that, it's, you know.
That's how you do with authority.
It's authority.
Why is Holmesy saying, fuck yeah, who human centipede and shit?
That's sad.
Where'd that come from?
Because they wanted to see those two girls in the meme up there eat each other's assholes.
Oh, yeah, Dennis posted a meme in the chat that I'm going to save, so I'll post it on CousinJoeShow.com later.
Make sure you get that one with the force a little higher up.
All you people that listen on iTunes and, you know, wherever.
What you mean, you
life,
people?
Listeners, podcast listeners. So you thought I was going to go somewhere else, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
I did.
I changed it up.
I'm like Pavlov's dogs.
No, I asked Dennis who that chick was, because the one getting the shirt, that obviously looks like the beginning of a porn, naturally.
Well, yeah.
I need to know where that's from because I want to jerk off to that after the show.
The one a little higher up is definitely from a porn.
Should I be touching this laptop and biting my nails? Because no, you're talking about jerking off the...
I don't jerk off that laptop. Or at least I haven't in years, Dave. So the semen
evaporated.
Most of the time I saw
a fucking Clorox wipe.
Hey, I've cleaned that off for you.
Yeah. I done.
I forget her
all
name.
Over
something
it.
Tanaka. I forget.
Yeah, it's Asian. I'm not into that shit. But this other one.
She's giant tits.
Into that shit. Oh, there's Kate Upton. Now, that's special.
Now, did Dennis answer me in the chat?
I don't know. Fuck you, Joe.
Why do you sound so... What's the matter, Dave?
I'm looking at Kate Upton, though. I'm very busy.
Dennis put Kate Upton in the chat.
Yeah, and you're going to have to just wait now until I'm done.
Yeah, no, but I want to know who the shirt rip-open girl is and where that comes from.
Something Tanaka. I've seen her before.
No, this one, Dan.
The one that gets her shirt ripped open?
Yes.
Someone said, is it Allison Brie?
I missed that.
Joe doesn't like it unless it's Bailey J.
Allison Brie.
Excuse me, Dave. I'm sorry. I do like this.
She might not have a nice penis.
Is that who it is?
Here you go, Joe. He sent you an IMDb. Scrambler. Scroll down.
That's Scrambler, I love you. Is that... Hang on. Yes.
There you go. Allison
Brie.
This looks like an official IMDb, like she's actually been in real films, though.
It looked like it was a film that she was
she's
in
been
there.
In Scream 4.
No.
Let's scroll down. She's in Mad Men.
Extra work.
People don't Robot Chicken.
I'm gonna say that that wasn't a porn and that was just her in a movie.
No, no, no. But look at the girl in the collar to the right of her. The stupid fucking Dennis, the one that has the meme, isn't explaining himself.
I think that's from a movie.
Oh, god damn it. No, Scrambler says it's from Community on NBC. She's also a woman. So I can't jerk off to that girl tonight. Great. Thanks.
Yeah, you can.
Well, not
imagination. Imagination land. Imagination.
We can't do that. Joe doesn't get that reference.
You didn't watch the South Parks?
You can do what you want. No, I haven't seen new ones.
No, we can't. I would love to do what I want.
Dave, shut the fuck up.
I'm not allowed to.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm the redheaded stepchild.
No, you're just the asshole tonight.
Attica!
I'm the asshole
You're the
tonight.
over-caffeinated.
Yeah. Yep. I'm an over-caffeinated asshole. Now I'm going to stare at Kate Upton's tits the rest of the night, Joe. You just did it to yourself.
Dennis, it's as if Joe never jerked off to network TV. I'm trying to think if I ever... No, I don't think I have. Even though they did play uncut on network TV, Schindler's List, and they had all those like dying naked Jew girls, I still didn't even jerk off to that, believe it or not.
Wow.
So I'm just answering Dennis's question as you two were whispering to each other like girls. I was answering Dennis's question.
It wasn't related, so we didn't want to interrupt your show.
However,
but since you called attention to it, now it's interrupting the show, isn't
it? Yeah, way to take the flow away from everything.
That's so awkward.
Not at all. It was just a quick thing.
I mean, this is unbelievable. 845-228-8897 if you want to break the silence, or you're on Skype, Cousin Joe Show. One word.
This is
uncomfortable.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, and everybody who's listening knows, except for the people who don't.
Exactly, and there are those. So, all right.
I kid.
Why don't we go to...
I make a joke for you. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know, Joe, man. These are...
What?
Scroll up there.
Ooh.
Scroll up.
That's her.
Scroll up to that meme with her pointy little... She's walking around. There you go. This one right here.
Oh, she's on the blanket.
There you go.
Whoa.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's that?
That's from Community.
Oh, see, I've never seen that. I've heard it's good, but... Wow. What's her name again? Allison Brie?
Allison
Brie.
So
people listening afterwards can play.
Is that... That's Donald Glover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Don Glover.
The...
He changed his Twitter because...
What's his rap name again?
I don't remember. He didn't realize that his Twitter name was The Don Glover, which comes out to The Dong Lover.
Was it even like capitalized each word? So it
I think it was just like all lowercase.
Oh gosh, that's, yeah, that's
he had to change. Word. He had to change that.
Childish Gambino, that's his rap name.
Oh,
because he looks like his last name would be Gambino.
I know other people like that.
Okay, you guys heard the saying, "The customer's always right."
Let me tell you something. The customer's always an asshole. That's a Mallrats quote.
It's
great being here.
I believe any time...
Miss you.
...that saying has been used since the movie Falling Down, you're an asshole if you say that.
Falling Down was great.
Amazing movie.
Great movie. Like, no doubt.
But listen to this horse shit.
Red River Clinic was...
Well, you're going to listen to it in 15 seconds.
Oh.
Now 13. See, I tease it. I make you wait. See what I do?
Yeah.
Joe liked that shit, too.
I know how that was.
Okay, here we go. This couple is a...
Flying out of McDonald's in Mesa after a couple gets frustrated with a wrong order.
Yeah, frustrated to say the least here. This husband and wife claim bad customer service drove them to it. As ABC 15's Lauren Vargas reports, the couple now is facing charges.
It all started over hash browns.
It's a meal.
Which is how every fight
you
starts.
Get a meal just like you would get your fries with your hamburger. We should have got our hash browns with our...
This is the wife, of course. That was... In the car, she was driving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breakfast sandwiches.
Michael and Nova Smith ordered their...
I love the entitlement on both of them, but especially her. You could see, as if she did nothing wrong. You're about to see what we're talking about here, but you heard that attitude of, you're supposed to get your hash browns with your meal. So what I did was completely fine.
Usual breakfast meals at this brand new McDonald's in Mesa.
And the customer's always right, supposedly, according to fast food franchises.
But when their order came back without the hash browns, the couple went inside and things got out of control.
They said you attacked them.
Yeah, because I threw my bag. I did. But I did not hit anybody, because if I was going to hit somebody, it would have been the person in front of me.
My-
what?
They said you hit. You said he said that you attacked first. Yeah, I threw my back, but I didn't hit anybody. But your intent was to throw your bag and be disorderly.
Because you didn't get your hash browns.
Like, that's the reasonable way to go about getting your hash browns, is to go in and throw your bag of food at the person behind the counter and yell, happened, I didn't get my hash browns. Not to say, hey, you guys forgot my hash browns.
But since she happened to miss, it's okay.
Right.
Yeah, I have shit aim and a terrible attitude, so it's all good.
Because if I was going to hit anybody, it would have been the person right in front of me, and that was my husband. Hello.
Then she plays it off. She plays it off like, well, if I wanted to hit him, I would have. Right. You just missed, bitch.
Michael Smith says when managers wouldn't hand back the food or give them a refund, he called 911, then walked behind the counter to confront the manager.
I just was barely able to hold myself back, and if not for the 911 call operator calling me back, I probably would have went berserk on him.
Because your fucking stupid wife threw a bag at them? What were you, what are you so angry about? What are you what?
You're going to go off on them now.
How dare you forget my hash browns?
Don't you know who I am?
They're a delicious part of the meal, and they wet my palate for the sandwich.
I was guaranteed hash browns with my number four.
How dare you duck as my wife throws shit in your face.
Officers arrived and cited the couple with assault and disorderly conduct.
This is my citation.
Managers say the store has only been opened a month, and their new employees might have made a mistake, but didn't deserve the reaction they got.
Oh, wow, is that a cute white girl at a McDonald's drive-thru counter? Holy shit.
In Mesa, Lauren Vargas, ABC 15 News.
Wow.
Red River Clinic was...
So, yeah, well,
to be fair, I mean, just the hash browns are really good. I mean, when you're expecting a hash brown...
True.
Sometimes I just... I mean,
well, it's part of the meal.
It happens to me. Yeah. I see red, you know, everything goes dark, and then I come to and there's like some dead McDonald's employees. It just happens sometimes, you know.
But did you get your hash browns?
I went back and got them, yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, I got them. A
couple dead McDonald's employees, whatever.
Hey, if some people got to die.
I'm hungry and shit.
Yeah, I'm hungry. I'm throwing my bag, which defeats the whole purpose of getting food if you're throwing it, you know.
Right.
That's the main course.
What are you trying to do here? What are you trying to accomplish?
What are you trying to do? You throw your drinks as well? Now they got to make the whole order again, stupid.
Yeah, way to go, asshole.
Yeah, you're not saving time now.
Dummy.
I bet she flips the fuck out when she gets there like at 11:01 and they aren't doing breakfast anymore.
Oh my goodness. Probably sorry, man.
Once again, falling down.
The griddle's off.
Yeah, it's falling down.
Dude, by the way, you mentioned it before. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
A great fucking movie.
I think a lot of people forget about that.
Yeah, they do. And that was Michael Douglas. Incredible, man. Great movie.
And the scene we're talking about is just it's fucking
a 5-second ad away.
Well... Should we explain anything before this scene? What he's carrying and why?
He's carrying.
Go ahead.
Oh, he's on his way into a fast food place carrying a.
Hi.
Welcome to part of LA.
Yes, I'd like a ham and cheese omelet and your wham fries.
I'm sorry. We stopped serving breakfast, but we are on the lunch menu now.
He's carrying a duffel bag full of guns.
Spoiler alert. You can't have it. We're not serving it.
So you said. Huh. Is that the manager?
Yeah.
Could I speak to him, please?
This is my favorite Michael Douglas performance,
sure.
Personally.
Oh, this was
Rick,
great.
Rick, there's
absolutely
a customer that would like to speak with you.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I'd like some breakfast.
We stopped serving breakfast.
I know you stopped serving breakfast, Rick. Sheila told me you stopped serving breakfast. Why am I calling you by your first names? I don't even know who you are. I still call my boss Mr. I worked for him for 7.5 years, but I walk in here all of a sudden, total stranger, and I'm calling you Rick and Sheila like we're in some kind of AA meeting. I don't want to be your buddy, Rick. I just want a little breakfast.
Well, you can call me Miss Folsom if you want to.
Sheila, we stop serving breakfast at 11:30.
Looks at his watch, it's like 11:33, right?
Yeah.
Puts the duffel bag of guns that's still closed,
Rick,
on the counter.
Have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here I am, the customer.
That's not our policy. You have to order something from the lunch menu.
Oh. I don't want lunch.
Have you seen this
I
movie
want
then?
Breakfast.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well,
that guy is just, you
I'm
just
really
want
to.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
You just want to hit him.
Well, hey, I'm really sorry, too.
Get a gun! Ah! Let's get organized.
Calm down. Just calm down, everybody. Just sit down. Sit down over there. Hey. Mister, Where are you going? No. You sit down there and you finish your lunch. Come on.
I don't even know what kind of machine gun that is.
Just relax and take it easy.
I'm usually good with guns, but that's...
Watch, eat your lunch, please.
Whatever
it
is, got a clip that holds about...
It's an accident!
Shut the ceiling back.
The trigger, it's sensitive. It's okay. It's all right. It's just... It's a sensitive trigger. Rick, could I have my breakfast, please?
Yes, sir. Sheila?
This is great. When I am.
Rick, Miss Folsom.
Yes, sir.
Yes?
You know what?
Miss Folsom.
You were right. I think I've changed my mind. I'm going to have some lunch.
pulled the gun out and shot the ceiling for nothing.
Whammy burger
now he
cheese.
Wants to go for the lunch.
You getting this?
Yes, sir.
And an order of whammy fries. And a Choco Wham shake.
Yes, sir. Sheila, get his order.
Rick, could you get it for me, please? I feel more comfortable now calling you Rick after all we've been through together.
It's fucking clear. If you haven't seen Falling Down, you really got to check it out.
Great movie. Great movie.
I don't know if it's on that there Netflix, but you'll find it.
Yeah. You could probably get it at your Redbox and shit.
Oh, God. People, is that still even available?
Oh, yeah. That's there.
And
yeah.
It's actually, they're about
DVD
to take it to, they're about to, go,
machines,
they're about
right?
to go streaming as well. They got a deal with Verizon where they're going to be streaming in competition against Netflix.
They're going to take it to a hoe.
No, you know why it is going to work? It's unlimited streaming plus 4 free rentals for $8 a month at any kiosk.
But, dude,
for
no
$8
one,
a month, though.
No one does those rentals anymore.
Really?
I see people at those things all the fucking
time. Dude, for
seriously?
$1 and change, a movie that you wanted to
there's
see on Blu-ray, you go
my,
grab it.
There's one outside my Walmart. I've never seen someone at
dude,
it.
Dude, there's
it's like a buck and a quarter. You get
like
any new movie on Blu-ray.
No, but,
like a
but here's the whole point, because we've all become so fucking lazy. It's the point of getting a physical product that you have to go and return. It's the reason Blockbuster's out of business. It's because it's all available.
But they put these things like at
everywhere.
You know, convenience stores, things like that, where you can
shopping
just,
centers,
yeah,
grocery stores,
supermarkets. So when you
Walmarts.
Go jerk off at the meat, you can return your movie.
You know, that's true. And I wonder how many people still have it. I just can't. the part of Netflix, I don't know if that's how it started out, but they still offer it. You could order DVDs by mail and mail it back. Whenever.
You still have
yes.
that. I still use that.
But
yeah.
in fact, it's at a substantial,
how frustrating is it
it's
when...
It's at a price increase, a huge price increase.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
But how frustrating is it when you look for a movie to stream and... It shows up, but it goes not available.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a phone call.
Then you got to first order that on DVD or Blu-ray. It gets shipped to you.
Hello, this is Verizon Wireless calling with an urgent message for Joseph Coletta.
That's one L2T's.
Why are they calling from Jersey?
I don't
know. Oh, shit. I know what that's about. Oops. Okay. Yeah. Shit. I got a...
Joe...
Someone didn't pay their bill.
Joe registered a cell phone in New Jersey address. Shit. Now he got to deal with the bullshit they're coming to collect, or they get the number when they give it to him. Yoey.
I know. Now I kind of want
to. Yoey, then you're fine.
Can you guys remind me of the next break to pay my bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Falling Down is only available by DVD from Netflix.
Jesus.
Right now.
See, yeah. That's what annoys
but,
me.
But Lovelace is now available on streaming, so I just added that to my queue.
Oh, nice. I got that on torrent. I still
that's
haven't watched
nice.
It yet.
Yeah.
Lovelace. I want to see that. Who'd they end up casting in that?
It was supposed to be Lindsay Amanda Lohan.
Originally, it was Lohan. It was,
Amanda Seyfried?
Really?
She doesn't get naked, though, does she?
She has to.
She has to.
Playing Linda Lovelace.
I don't know, dude.
She has to. This is a push for
there's
her to get an
no
Oscar.
Way.
You play a part like this,
you, know,
you get naked, you get
boobies,
fucked, you get an Oscar.
Yeah.
Boom. That's how it works.
You know what's an
that's
amazing sight?
This is how
do
it.
It's something like, I got to Google it. It's something like, did they get naked? Like, you could search... On this website, you can search any girl celebrity. It'll tell you if they got naked and if
forward
they did.
Oh, the address.
Skin, skin.
No, not Mr. Skin. That's a pay site skin. To see that. But this
strong
just,
sexual content, nudity, language, drug use, and some domestic
doesn't mean
violence.
That she's naked.
Those boobs.
I don't see them on the screen. What's happening in the chat?
What are you talking about?
Boobs.
Oh,
boobs
oh, 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 I understand.
Not one boob in the chat.
You know what? I bet if I just search for, watch this.
So you got to be careful.
What are you talking about, Dan? Huh?
Nothing.
Oh. I was hoping you guys would talk while I'm trying to find this website I'm talking
oh,
about.
Oh, no.
Because
so
then we'll find out if she
Amanda
got nude.
Amanda Seyfried nude. There you go. Oh, there
yeah.
you go. 12
in Lovelace
Amanda
photos.
Seyfried
there you
nude
go.
In Lovelace photos.
See?
Uncensored.
There you go. Now you found
everyjoe.com. How fitting.
Well, I was looking for that website
yeah.
I was talking about, but...
Hey, it's on everyjoe.com.
Yeah, how fitting
oh.
is
and
that?
And you are Cousin Joe.
Oh.
What's with the black bars?
Oh, my
is that her?
Goodness.
Why is it looking at the
pictures
go to
Egotastic 80s? And look up her pictures. You'll find them fine.
Because the movie was supposed to be... Just go to Google.
If you go to Egotastic, these are all up there. But
fucking Google image search.
Egotastic is the place where when every other site has those red stars over the nipples, Egotastic has the actual.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah, Egotastic.
Science.
People have told me that Egotastic is a great place to go to see celebrity boobs. I don't, you know firsthand because I haven't checked it out today, but, you know, yesterday it was still very credible.
Right.
Oh. Very credible.
Are you looking this up, Dan? Amanda Seyfried, nude and Chloe. Wait, did she play the hooker Chloe in the movie Chloe?
She may.
Now it's a mystery.
I'll look that up.
Because if so, she did get nude, and I jerked off to that movie. It was her and Julianne Moore having a lesbian scene.
So you're having a moment here.
It was one of the few, like, in the recent years, one of the few, like, regular, just rated R movies I jerked off to. Because she's incredibly sexy, Amanda Seyfried and Julianne Moore. But, yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be her. Anything in the chat?
Les Miserables.
A bunch of Les Miserables, you fucking.
Les Miserables.
Right. Okay, here's an article. Amanda Seyfried opens about controversial nude scenes. Yeah, so she did get naked.
Oh, she was in Red Riding Hood. And Chloe, yeah, there she was in Chloe.
That was her. Yeah, she's fucking gorgeous. Doesn't look like this picture.
That's her, though. No. That's her. That's it. There you go. Those are all the pictures of her when she did Lovelace.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Wait. Oh, it is from Lovelace. You're right.
Yeah.
So yeah, they make it look all old school because it's...
Yeah, you know. Yeah, they put like some kind of stupid filter on it where it's... All right. Why don't we take a break? And I'll pay my phone bill so my phone doesn't get cut off.
Scrambler says that was a KG9 in Falling Down, Joe.
Boom.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Scrambler. We have one credible person who can give us some backup to what Joe doesn't understand once in a while.
He said as long as he saw it, he could identify.
Now you're just going out of your way.
Bam.
I was quiet this whole time.
Yeah, the whole 4 minutes. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's been 4 minutes. You should be thanking me right now. It's way too long.
So I'm going to break with some Joey Diaz. Back in a few minutes, checking out the Cousin Joe show.
Guys ain't getting these jokes. That's okay. He's gay, the starfish, but fuck it. I'm not going to repeat myself. You know what I'm saying? The fuck? I'm throwing heat here at you people. You know what I'm saying? I'm like Roger Clemens in 88. You people are staring at me like you don't eat pussy. What's the problem here, people? What, are you Christians here tonight? Why'd you fucking come to this show? You know, I don't like fucking Christians. Tony Montana didn't like Colombians. I don't like fucking Christians, okay? And it's not that I don't like Christians. It's that they act like they're fucking better. Like, I'm a born-again Christian. So am I, bitch. I'm born every morning. At 6 o'clock, I smoke rope, and I'm born all over again. You understand me? And I look at my sins, and I move on. But I'm not here to judge somebody because they talk dirty or they don't talk dirty or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who gives a fuck? This might be over in a year. The Mayans could have been fucking right. Have you thought about that shit? The Mayans could be fucking right here. We got a year. It's December what? The 6th. We got a year and 5 fucking days. You motherfuckers better get your shit together. Don't worry about the dumb shit. Who killed Natalie Wood? Do I give a fuck? Why are we talking about this? This was 30 years ago. Why are we listening to this moron? There's one question. What did you have for lunch last Wednesday? If you don't remember that, how the fuck do you remember what happened 30 years ago on a fucking boat when you were high and snorting blow and looking at Natalie Wood's titties? Do I need this shit in my fucking life? This is shit you gotta ask yourself. Really? The Michael Jackson trial for a month on my fucking TV? Every fucking day I know who killed Michael. You know who killed Michael? Michael! You know what I'm saying? I need this shit. The guy just gave him fucking drugs. You know the deal. If you ever did a line of coke, the line is in your fucking hands. I went to the dealers every fucking night to get a line, a package of fucking blow. I knew on the way home I was taking my life in my hands. Your heart could fucking stop. Why am I watching this shit? Do I give a fuck who killed Michael Jackson? I got Thriller. I got the album. You know what I'm saying? What do I give a fuck about who? This is the shit that's killing our country. Occupy whatever the fuck it is. Occupy, really? It's 2011. You want to stand around with a tent? What are you going to take over? A fucking lake? What are you going to take over? 200 people that stink with a fucking tent. That's what I fucking need? This is what I fucking need right now? And I don't mind you, but listen, I went to college in Boulder. I know the whole protesting thing, all right? I know how it fucking starts. Your family's rich, you move to Boulder, you want to be poor, you grow a beard, you stop using deodorant, you get a fucking sign, and you go down there, oh, the CIA's coming to town. Let me tell you something. There's no career in being a protester. You know what the top of the pyramid is? A beating. That's it. You stop taking showers, you hang out in a tent, and the highlight of my fucking career is getting fucking mace sprayed in my fucking eyeballs. That's it. That's where it ends. That's it. Now you go back home, and it's the next mindfuck. I understand. Let's hit these motherfuckers in their pockets. Stop flying American Airlines. They charge you $20 a fucking bag. Stop flying them. You standing around not taking showers ain't going to do dick for me. Hit them in the fucking pocket. If you're going to be a Jew, be a fucking Jew. Hit them in the fucking pocket. You understand me? You know what I'm saying? Don't get Sprint. Every time I call Sprint, I get a Hindu. I got nothing against Hindus, but I pay that bill with American fucking dollars. Why am I talking to a foreigner? Maybe I'll pay you an Indian fucking money. Then put an Indian fucking guy on. I'm paying you an American fucking ducats, bitch. I want to talk to a fucking American. That's it. That's how it ends. What is this bullshit? And I got nothing against nobody. You want to start a Cuban fucking hat company? Fine. I want to talk to Americans and order my fucking hat. I don't want to call Cuba. Hello. No hablo. You ever been on fucking phone with Sprint or Bank of America? After 30 minutes, you're like, you know what? Keep the $35. It's not worth it. I'm on the phone with the 8th fucking Indian. And as it gets worse, it's like Fear Factor. They speak less and less Indian. It's like, what's behind door number 8? This guy don't know no English. Send him in there. Hello, hello, hello. Bitch, you charged me $3 for a phone call to fucking Santa Monica. Why? Hello, hello, hello. You know what? Fuck it. Keep the $3, motherfucker. But what are you going to do? Get a can with 2 fucking strings and call your buddies? I get emotional, you know what I'm saying? I get emotional, but it's fucking true. What are you going to do?
Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Footer from The Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
We're following an overweight banker? What does he do? Like a Saul Rothstein? Talking accounting right here on More Life Radio.
No. I said hippo juice.
Oh, juice. Juice.
Yes.
I know hippo juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to hippo juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
If someone tells me that I've hurt their feelings, I say, well, I'm still waiting to hear what your point is.
Right.
I'm very depressed how in this country you can be told, that's offensive, as if those two words constitute an argument or a comment. Not to me, they don't. And I'm not running for anything, so I don't have to pretend to like people when I don't.
Yes, I found it.
Back with the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio. The number to call in is 845-228-8897. Little days of the new. Late 90s, right, fellas?
Yep.
I like Anime better, but I haven't heard this one in a while, so I dug this one out.
It was a great choice.
Right?
Good song. I enjoyed it.
I liked it.
Got to see them live once, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be funny.
Who were they open for?
Metallica.
Okay. I figured you
did. It was, yeah. They were good, though. They were really good.
You know, some of the best shows
Giant
I've seen, some of the best shows I've seen, the opening acts were every bit as good or better than the actual headliner that I paid to see.
It was a giant stadium.
I would never say they were better than Metallica. That's not what I was saying.
No, what I was going to say was, you have an example? Because I can't think of many openers that either were as good or outshine the actual headliner.
As the show itself went, like who gave a better show for their for the money that I paid? I saw a Tribe Called Quest open for the Beastie Boys.
See, now, that, here's the difference.
And I got to tell you something. Tribe should have been headlining their own show separately, not opening for the Beastie Boys.
But see, here's...
Honestly, they were better than the Beastie Boys. And that was when Hello Nasty came out. The whole intergalactic plant, that whole thing.
All I know is Sabotage by Beastie Boys, so I'm just taking your word for it. But what I mean is openers that you never heard of. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, no. I'm talking named bands that tour with other bands and open for them.
Okay.
This like show, a band that's established with a hit or two, or like Tribe Called Quest, like a dozen hits, you know. Like, you have them open for the Beastie Boys, and it's like, dude, it's a 50-50 who's going to be the better act that night. And realistically, Tribe was the better act.
Days of the New and Jerry Cantrell, by the way, was the other.
Holy
act.
Shit, that sounds like an amazing show.
And Metallica and Giant Stadium, great fucking
when
show.
When was this?
97, 96.
So I'm trying to think if that
it was for the Reloading.
That was before Degradation Trip.
Like right
Jerry
before.
Cantrell.
Either, or he might have been promoting. Oh, no, Degradation Trip was 98.
That was his second album.
Was Degradation Trip 98?
It was, like it was right after Lane Staley died, actually, because they dedicated it to him last minute.
Yeah.
That'd be 2002. So he must have been doing Bogey Depot.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
That's how you say it, right?
He did.
Not
great.
Boggy. Right?
He ended
Boggy?
On a.
Boggy?
Ended on
you
a cover.
You know Cantrell solo from Alice in Chains, Dave?
What's that?
Jerry Cantrell solo?
Yeah.
From, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ended on a cover of Dark Side of the Moon, Jerry Cantrell. Awesome.
I've heard a bootleg of that Brain Damage.
Awesome cover.
Eclipse. Yeah, I've heard that, but I never got the full version. I'm still looking for that.
Really good cover.
Wow. That's
Brain
awesome.
Damage and Eclipse are maybe two of the best back to back songs.
That's how we've been ending the show for a while.
Yeah.
The demo version.
Yeah.
Which I got to burn you, by the way, the whole demo of Dark Side.
Yeah,
so actually, the demo is an early mix.
Yeah, the original.
Fact,
yeah,
you know who mixed that early mix? Alan Parsons, of course.
Really?
In the
really?
Parsons front.
Yeah,
dude, it's incredible. It's of course part of the Pink Floyd Immersion box sets that came out like 2 years ago that I spent insane amounts of money on. And of
dude,
course,
that's a huge Pink Floyd box set.
Yeah,
that's no
what
joke.
What you're looking at up there is Wish You Were Here. Behind it's Dark Side, and the wall is either behind that or upstairs. But each box set was like 120. Of course, all CDs, discs, Blu-ray, and I downloaded all the lossless FLAC files because I was impatient before those came out.
And then you still went out and spent the money and bought them in the box sets.
You know what? I pre-ordered them, but I downloaded it, and I just click on what I downloaded for free as opposed to popping the disc in. But at least I could say I paid for what I downloaded. You know, it's not like I just, right? Does that kind of make sense? You know why? Because I can't be bothered, number one, to put the CDs in my drive
and
convert
them, all.
Them to yeah. tracks. But mainly, like I said, it's because, unfortunately, on the web, torrents, the album comes out before the street date, usually. So I'm impatient. I want to hear it. It's right there. It's almost too easy to get. It really is. All that shit. But let's not get into the morals of torrents. I know. I got to, dude, when I first started out in radio the first 2-3 years, and Nick will tell you this, I fucking... And one of your friends that you know now will tell you this. I despised people burping into the mic. It would drive me fucking nuts. And I know lately I've been doing it unconsciously and I'm starting to annoy myself. That was a little boring banter. Oh, look, I got an email. Verizon, thank you for your payment. Welcome. Thanks for
cool.
turning my show. All right, now where were we going to go? I know. Everyone knows The Onion, of course.
Yes.
I mean, they've been around. I mean,
in their original paper, like you know that they had.
That's
before,
right before they did videos.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're yep. talking. They were probably around that I know of at the very, very earliest, the mid '90s.
Really?
At the very,
oh,
yeah.
yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, if you were in the city in the mid '90s, they had those. I mean, you could get The Onion in like any box. Like you'd be able to get a local, you know, Village Voice or anything else.
Oh, they were
know?
Printed.
Yeah.
Like it,
I mean,
off
they weren't everywhere,
like
but you could get it. Yeah,
I had no
yeah.
idea.
Yeah, they were a little.
It was
like,
in print. Yeah,
yeah, just little parody articles.
Which reinforces what I'm about to say. You would think by now people know when they see The Onion, they know it's not a real news story.
You would hope,
right?
You would certainly
so
hope.
This, I don't know. You guys tell me if you want to tap out any time if it gets repetitive. It's 2.5 minutes, but I think this is hilarious. This is recent. The Onion put this out, and again, I don't know how they where their budget comes from. I guess by now that they've built up.
Oh, yeah, they have a huge following.
But you could tell they really put a lot into these short fucking news clips.
Like, yeah, they do great little short parody news clips.
Even those stupid little B-roll footage that you see in the clips, it's like, so check this out first.
A policing procedure in New York continues to draw controversy this week as thousands took to the streets to protest the NYPD's Stop and Kiss program. The policy, which allows officers to kiss anyone who they think looks suspicious, has been the subject of criticism from those who say it's a violation of privacy.
Right away, forget about even seeing it on The Onion. Who is buying this?
Yeah.
Just in its premise. Kiss. I mean,
again, they spend a lot, so it does look like a real news broadcast, but still, who the fuck is believing this?
Yeah, it looks like it's in
Grand
Central.
At a potential breach of constitutional rights, New Yorkers who have been stopped often say the encounters feel extremely intrusive.
Going through my pockets, throwing my stuff on the ground, kissing me on my neck and face, they push me up against the wall and start nibbling on my ear. It's humiliating.
It's something you learn to live with at this point. Every time I go out and I see a cop, I'm ready for him to come up, ask me questions, and give me a little kiss. Just because, you know, the color of my skin. I mean, you don't see them kissing any pretty white ladies out here.
In his last month in office, Mayor Bloomberg has continued to defend the practice, saying, quote, this program helps keep New Yorkers safe. If someone is suspected of a crime, officers should be allowed to question them and leave them with a small and reasonable kiss on the mouth. Joining us now is legal analyst Susan Hughes and Mark Brennan, a former police officer who has defended the Stop and Kiss program. Susan, does this policy go too far?
It does, Rachel. Look, it's one thing to kiss someone who you think might commit a crime, but these officers are just kissing people left and right with no probable cause.
If you've got nothing to hide, then it's not a problem. They just stop, ask where you're going, give you a gentle kiss or two, and let you go.
I am not saying that the police shouldn't be able to detain people and kiss them, but it has to be done in a colorblind way. I mean, the fact of the matter is 9 out of 10 people who are kissed under this policy in New York are black and Latino.
Yeah, that's because officers are kissing people in high crime areas. These kisses aren't racially motivated. The police are just doing their job.
But Mark, there have been examples, public examples, where these procedures have just gone too far. Let's take a look at a disturbing cell phone video that's been making the rounds on the internet.
Stop! Put your hands on your head.
Oh, come on, man. They just kissed me 2 blocks ago. Come on, man. I didn't do
anything.
Shut the
f*** up and let me kiss you.
This is happening every day.
But some argue this is just the unfortunate reality we live in. Tighter security at airports, sporting events, kiss points in Washington, D.C. Commissioner Kelly said, quote, this is what post-9/11 police work looks like. Honestly, if we could kiss everyone in New York City, we would. We just don't have the manpower.
Look, the cops can either kiss people now before there's violence, or they can be kissing a bunch of dead bodies at a crime scene.
All right, well, thanks, Mark and Susan. It is a complex issue. When we come back, a new health study finds that eating McDonald's at the airport doesn't count.
Sweet.
Now, I'm living in Newark. Just to go back, before we go back to the premise of this whole thing, do they have a deal with IFC? I guess they got canceled. I haven't heard. Do you guys remember that?
No.
Where they had the Onion like news channel on IFC?
Yeah.
I never saw it, but
it wasn't like, as good as what you see on the web.
And that's when fucking IFC went to commercials, even during movies, so I haven't watched that fucking channel since.
Did you ever see the one they did about the congressional, the bill being passed on the Onion?
No.
If you look that
up. The
bill
on what?
I forget what it was called. Look it up if you can.
As soon as we finish this.
When this is done. But just remember that it's a congressional hearing type of thing.
Okay. Yes, it's only, believe it or not, I don't know. Should I be shocked that there's not more of these or that there's only some? People on Twitter thought this was real.
The world we live in.
Here's a couple tweets. Miguel. Hey, yo. What the fuck is a stop and kiss? Cops gotta act gay now? Shaking my head. Here's Easy BKA Loso. Fuck NYPD. That stop and kiss program is gay as fuck and out of line. Again, the first one, by the way, retweeted twice. This one I read retweeted 9 times. 9 people agreed.
Well, it could have been
could
9 have
been
people
ironically
say,
retweet.
Oh my
yeah.
God, this really exists. Retweet.
Right. Yo, what the fuck? They really got a fucking kiss and stop law? Stop and kiss? NYPD need to chill. Do you notice the trend? However, this is different. I don't get the whole stop and kiss concept in New York. ... See my
Robinson.
Voices are... See my voice is annoying
smart.
By their profile photo? You see?
Oh.
You see?
Is that how you were figuring it out? That's how you're differentiating it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Motive is onto him.
Hang on. Wait, did I skip it?
Go down. Motive is onto them.
You want to read motives?
The stop and KISS police enforcement program cannot be real life.
She
think she's starting to crack the code, guys.
She's cracking the case.
She understands it now. We got to get rid of her. And she's got to go quick.
Last one. What the fuck is up with the NYPD Stop and Kiss program? If they think you look suspicious, hashtag so sketch.
Oh, God.
Yeah, people no, because it was so sketch.
Fucking retarded.
It was so sketch, dude. You're so sketch. Right.
Fucking retarded.
Like, how sketch can you get, bro?
What? Bruh.
Come on, bro. How bruh. Sketch can you get, bro?
Bro, you ain't kissing me, bro.
What was the one you were talking about, Dave? You ain't kissing me.
I actually just sent it to you.
On Gmail?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was one that I saw, and this was probably about, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, somewhere around there, and it caused quite the stir because people, again, believe that this was real. And when you see it, it was in the middle of, like, you know, one of those big public panics of they're taking away our rights, that whole routine. So
like TSA kind of shit?
The NSA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but well, this actually was like they were trying to pour, like when you like people didn't know this was a joke. Wait till you play it and you hear what they're doing, and it looks like it's legit. I mean, when you're watching the video,
yeah, they're very professional.
I'm going to put the link actually in the chat so you guys can watch it if you want as well.
Okay.
Congress shall now vote for approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. Said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including. I'm sorry, this section is classified. Dollars to prepare for a national-level terrorist attack and or attack from classified. Funding for first responder personnel and vehicles would be doubled if said attack leads to more than 80% of national population being affected by classified. This funding shall commence in conjunction with the first attack on classified or the first large-scale outbreak of classified, dependent upon which comes first. Civilian and military units shall be trained in containment and combat of classified, including irradiated classified, with possibility of classified airborne, classified flesh-eating, classified, and or all of the above, in such event as classified spewing, classified escape, are released or otherwise become uncontrollable. Air Force units may also be directed to combat said classified due to their enormous size and otherworldly strengths. Occur in urban areas... Jesus. That's classified. Far surpassing our darkest nightmares. Should casualties exceed classified body disposal actions, shall be halted and associated resources shall be reallocated to classified underground, classified protected birthing centers. A new Bill of Rights shall be drafted and approved by classified. Having now reviewed the bill, I ask you to please cast your votes.
Now, take a look at the comments underneath that. I don't know if they're going to be as controversial as they were when that video came out years ago, but people were panic-stricken.
I could also see...
They thought that a zombie outbreak or an alien attack was happening and that the government was putting into effect a contingency plan for what's going to happen when this... when this happens.
And I could also see if...
The Bill of Rights will be dissolved and we'll draft a new one and all this other stuff. It was like people were going, what?! It was the craziest thing ever. What are the comments? Anything good?
In 1 second. I was going to say, I could also see if Alex Jones didn't have producers and people behind him, he would just play that on his show as a real clip.
Absolutely.
Okay, four hours ago, Representative John Hailer not found, and there's a Wikipedia article link attached to it.
Thank God.
Just to search.
Thank God Sherlock Holmes is on the case.
This was 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
This was posted in 2008. That comment is 4 fucking hours
ago. Right. It was 2008. It was right around the time when the market crashed and everybody was going batshit, worrying about everything. All of a sudden, The Onion released this video and people lost their shit. It was crazy.
Tiffany Meek wrote in caps, pray.
Pray.
Another person wrote, well, cast your votes, everybody. Clove D wrote, what the ... classified? ... You're always going to have this. Read and pray that Jesus Christ saves those who are in denial and accepting forgiveness. God will prevail. And I can't read the whole thing, so I'm going to make myself nauseous. Flesh eating? What the fuck does he mean by that?
He means you're screwed, sir.
Get this one. Truth is stranger than fiction. The police state is coming. FEMA camps are ready. See, there's that Alex Jones.
Oh,
shit.
I love the FEMA camp
dude,
people.
But see,
I love
like
them.
The conspiracy
chemtrails.
People.
I see chemtrails.
They believe what they want to fucking hear and believe. And
the best part about the conspiracy theorist people are anyone who points out something that doesn't fit it are part of the conspiracy.
Right.
It is this grandiose conspiracy, this whole huge thing. I mean, when people point something out that like, you know, oh, no, what you're saying makes absolutely no sense. Oh, so you're in on it.
Right.
Oh, that's what they want you to believe.
Right. You fell for it. You're buying everything they told you. You just regurgitate what the media outlets told you. And it's like, well, you're just regurgitating what Alex Jones told you. Like, you're just listening to all the nonsense that asshole says.
I don't know if you saw it, but someone put together 42 guarantees, promises he made. Each one that never came true.
Right.
Like, all stuff from 2009, 2010. I guarantee you, you know, the New World Order will start this. They're going to start doing it this date. Da-da-da, all this stuff. Every one of them got debunked. And then what he starts saying is things like, oh, you know, unless they have to change their plans. But as of right now, within 6 months, they're going to start unless something happens. So since you're whistleblowing, you're keeping us safe.
Right.
Like, dude, thank you. Thank you so much.
Can I read one more comment?
Go ahead. Throw this one out. I love these. These are great.
Wow. Call it what you would, but they know something that they refuse to tell us. Ask yourself, if extraterrestrial beings aren't real, why did the so-called Founding Fathers put restrictions concerning contact with them in the Constitution?
I actually remember that as one of the amendments was, you know, right after the right to bear arms was you are denied your basic human rights to reach out.
To encounter extraterrestrials.
If you encounter extraterrestrials to counteract any of their attacks or to even speak with them. Don't offer them Pop-Tarts because they had Pop-Tarts when the Founding Fathers wrote.
There was more thou's in it, like, but it was mainly that. There was more thou and thee, but it was mainly that idea.
Yeah. You know what I love doing with the people, the Alex Jones people? I'm sorry, go ahead. Oh, I thought you were going to say
something. Ouch.
I can't believe the Alex Jones people, my favorite thing to do with them when they talk about Alex Jones, he knows, he's got this, he's got that. I love asking them, did it ever occur to you that maybe Alex Jones is a CIA plant meant to draw extreme people like you who don't believe what the system wants you to believe?
That'll make their head explode.
Dude, and then they look at you and go, oh my God, he can't be. And it's like, well, why not? If everything's a conspiracy, why can't this guy be here to draw the conspiracy?
Wasn't he CIA?
He was.
Why is that so far out of...
If everything's a conspiracy, is it so hard to believe that the guy blowing the whistle on everything could be part of the conspiracy? Make you crazy people pull yourselves right out into the daylight so they can lock you up?
Scrambler posted an amazing George Carlin meme.
Oh, I love George Carlin.
Think about how stupid the average person is, and then realize half of them are stupider than that. It's a great quote.
That is a great
quote. Good quote. Good
quote. Dennis says we should every one of us leave serious comment under that video. Definitely. I'm just scrolling through the chat here.
Something about the end is nigh. That's probably what I would say as my comment.
And I've read that most people who've been alive ever believe the world will end while they're alive.
Right. Dude,
it's
this
just
is
a natural
oldest
thought.
Race.
Oh, dude, do you remember that
people
fucking
in the medieval times thought that the world was going to end on their watch?
In what was it, 67 AD? Was it Nero who sacked Jerusalem? I forget who it was. But even then, they thought it was the end. No, it was Constantine. They thought even then that this was going to be the end. Was it Constantine or Nero? I don't remember now.
We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of one of the end of the worlds.
Yes, we are. 12, December 21st.
Today's 12-12, which sure was another is. One. 12-12-12 was one. And then 12-21-12 was also another one.
Well, do you guys remember, 2 years ago, that fucking... psycho 90-year-old asshole that had that radio show.
He did the
mathematical
equation.
Took out all those billboards all over that said, are you ready? And they had
the rapture.
People.
It was 2000.
Yep. Harold Camping. Yes.
What Camping did.
Harold Camping.
And you know that Camping conveniently had a stroke within a very short period of time after that, after he said the money wouldn't be given back, all of these generous
it was
donations.
There were so many people that just gave their life savings.
Yeah.
Everything.
And then,
everything.
And then went people? Out on like subways and whatever and handing out flyers going, and
it's coming.
Legitimately, we're waiting for the... I work with a girl that was telling me about this. I don't know how this happens. I don't know how I know someone that knows someone like this, but I do. Maybe because it's work, but I like this girl I work with. She's like a friend of me. She's cool. But for whatever reason, she had a friend that called her hysterically crying about this May 12th thing with the Harold Camping, really believing that the world was going to end. Like, talk about degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Like, it's that...
You know someone that crazy. Like, you're 1 degree
right
from that kind of crazy.
From that person.
Did you read the article about the guy who took his family across country to California so that they could all die together in the rapture in California from Carolina, North Carolina, during that? Do you know what that ride home must have been like? Do you know the kind of bitching he had to deal with on that? That is a 3-day
ride
home.
Did he sell
home.
Everything?
I don't know. I know that
so
there was an article about
he
uprooted his family. There were people who were saying, well, since I'm a heathen, if you give me money, I'll watch your pet when the end of the world comes. Like, there were people making
all kinds of money
off
of it.
All
kinds of psycho babble going on.
All kinds of
that.
Shit. It was, like, well, oh, I'm not going to heaven, so when the Lord takes you, because it was the rapture, which means all of the good people were going to be taken, and, you know.
Here's my proof of no God. This cocksucker is 92, and he's still alive.
Well,
he's
here's the thing, though.
But he did also get a stroke after making all those crazy claims. The guy has a stroke, and now he can't speak within a very short period of time after that.
Because he was doing a Christian radio broadcast.
But it's done. It stopped very quickly after that.
I would imagine the stroke.
But he had a stroke, and now he can't talk after making those kind of
But you know what? The motherfucker, I guarantee the cocksucker still types, and I'm going to try to find his website, see what it says now.
Yeah. If all the people
Family Radio, that's what
who honestly, truly follow everything in the Bible were taken away, would anyone notice?
In this day and age, no.
Exactly. It'd be like 30 people worldwide, maybe.
Feeding God's sheep. That's kind of ironic.
He's feeding God's sheep as he takes the food out of their mouths.
You know, ironically, Macho Man Randy Savage died that same week.
I'm just looking for a fucking ring.
So I'm pretty sure he saved us.
I'm looking for a phone number here.
I believe on the third day.
Did Macho Man die for our sins?
On the third day, he rode to the top rope again. and then drop the elbow.
FamilyRadio.com is the website.
He looked up at
this
guy and said,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then he gave up the ghost.
Please tell Macho Man.
Wait, there's an 800 number.
No.
You think?
I don't think they're still in function at
this
point.
Are.
Are they still? They still have.
As I read this more, let's just see what this is about.
I'm going to bet it's an awesome recording.
Yeah, it's probably just a recording.
Probably something that directs you somewhere else.
Probably.
This is for super secret only.
You're not supposed to know about that, too.
Thank you for calling Family Radio.
You're welcome.
We're delighted to hear from you.
I don't think you are.
We regret that we are unable to return phone calls. We will provide your answer by mail or email. Press 1 for ordering materials. Press 2 for music, program, or article information. Press 3 to record your comments regarding how our Lord has blessed you through Family Radio.
I don't know if it's really a payoff for the voicemail.
Press 4 to record a request for prayer for possible mention on our... We invite you to record a request for prayer. Please don't worry about speaking perfectly. We will be writing out your request either for Family Radio staff to pray over or for portions to be read over the radio, so the listeners may pray over your concern as well. Thank you for your prayers for Family Radio and being part of the Family Radio ministry. May God bless you and your day.
Begin recording up a tone. After recording, you may hang up or press the pound.
Do you want to leave it or you want me to leave it?
Option.
Hi, this is Jebediah. First of all, I just want to thank you for saying I could speak plainly and not worry about, because I'm a little nervous. But I do need all the prayers I can get. My brother was just diagnosed with full blown AIDS, and I hope you don't have anything against this, and the prayers will still work. But he got it from being fucked up the ass by a black homosexual. And I need all the prayers I can get. And if you could please put this on your show. And at the same time, if you could just send Jamal to hell and just damn his soul, the black bastard that gave him AIDS up the ass, I would love that. And I appreciate everything you do. And I'm looking forward to the next end of the world. Thank you. Okay. Why did you want to leave a thing too, Dave?
No,
I'll call back.
I was going to jump in and fuck around with
him. Well, I think that was well done.
If we prepped it more, we would have joined in. I'm sorry.
I look forward to the next end of the world. I thought that was good. And to be fair, he didn't say the world would end. He just said
it was
the rapture.
Well, that's the same.
Which is 6 months before the end of the world, Joe. We would have had 6 months of just dancing around willy-nilly. With no God to tell us no. Not like now.
Uh-oh, is Dave fighting in the chat?
No.
Oh, okay, good. that's a great meme. I gotta save that one. You know Jeremy D. Rhodes. That's fucking funny. May 21st, 2011. It was that long ago? It was 2011. Why you no end, world? It's fucking funny. I read it backwards.
He looks happy.
He looks happy as shit. Damn, that got me in the mood to make prank phone calls, but it's already almost 9:30, so... All right, let's move on. Dave, what's going on over there, bro?
Nothing. I was answering a simple question.
Okay.
Simple question.
Okay. Yeah, you want? I honestly haven't had a chance to read all that. If you want to explain it on the air, you can.
Scrambler said...
You don't have to.
No, I will. Scrambler said, you know, but you are, Dave, because I am a Christian. And I said, yeah, but my...
Doesn't mean every Christian believes that psychobabble shit.
Look, there's a difference in believing in the fundamentals of Christianity, the simplest point of it, and then everything that you are told and fed at a church. Those are two completely different things. That's your faith versus a religious extreme... Or not a religious extreme, but a religious group... you know, anything like that. But my point was, my belief is one thing. The belief that I'm universally significant enough to be important enough for the world to end because I'm here really comes down to being my faith versus an extremist belief. An extremist believes this is the end. Like the jihadists, they believe it's the end of the world. They'll blow themselves up. If the world end of the world came today, the end of the world came 30 years from now. Doesn't change the fact that I want to live my life as a good person who does exactly what I believe I'm supposed to do while I'm here. Period.
All right.
That's it.
Dan's giving me signals that I don't understand.
Later. All right, Dan. Damn, radio Joe making signals.
Well, we have a fucking whiteboard to write on.
Ugh, Joe.
Hey, I know him. That's Charlton Heston.
Those are the commandments as they should be, right?
Those were the original two commandments.
Be cool and don't be an asshole.
I'm actually going to save that. I like that.
Oh, speaking of don't be an asshole.
You saved that shit?
You know what? This happened while we were off the air at least 2 weeks ago. I forgot to save it, but this is awesome. And I know Dennis is going to appreciate this because he loves Pearl Jam.
Oh, he does.
Dennis said you're going to hell because you follow neither of the two commandments of be cool or don't be an asshole. So according to Dennis, you're already damned. Sorry, Joe. I tried to put the good word in for you.
Reminded
with the big
me
guy,
is
but.
The concerts Eddie Vedder also always says something like the golden rule is just don't be an asshole, not what you've been told. But I'm trying to find this happened like two and a half weeks ago. You guys talk while I find this. It'll take me a second. I gotta find the right search fucking terms.
Dave, it's all ours now, Dave.
Okay, guys, you're on.
All right,
you're on.
So welcome to the Cousin Dave Show.
Listen, that's not what I meant.
I'm Cousin Dan.
Fucking assholes.
Welcome to the Cousin Dave and Dan Show.
Hi.
We are here tonight to tell you that the two commandments were be cool and don't be an asshole, while Joe commits both of those heinous heathen acts and tries to find something that he apparently thinks is funny. And
no,
has
not
now become
no,
our,
not, not
no,
just,
excuse
not
me.
Just funny.
Excuse me.
Don't
this
build
is
it
our
up
show.
Like that.
No,
I'm saying it's awesome. I'm saying it's
no, this,
fucking
excuse
awesome.
Me, this, no, this is our show.
Cousins. Oh, I had no idea.
Identical cousins.
Joe hates us right now.
I know.
Joe absolutely hates us right now. And
he
I don't understand
the show,
why.
Though.
Apparently the backstory to what you're about to hear during a Pearl Jam concert that happened, again, 2 weeks ago or so, was there was this girl and I think her boyfriend in the very front that were getting on each other's shoulders and that were... like moshing into, I'm sorry, the shoulder thing. No, the shoulder thing was a father had his little daughter on his shoulders. Okay, this is it. And
so basically, people being
this
fucking
is
assholes at
being
a concert.
Complete
I hate
cunts.
Those people.
Yeah, because it's all standing stand during that. This Pearl Jam show, of course, on the tour. I mean, on the floor. And this is about two or three songs in. Eddie Vedder's been watching this, and I love the way he handles and addresses this. You can tell how angry he is.
Kelly, we need some lights. Hi. I don't know you. I've never met. You're going to watch the rest of the show. We need to get you out. Just get out. Please, now. Marcel, get around. We're not fucking around. Who else? Anybody else? Yeah, just go watch it somewhere else. You had a chance to make friends with these people. You fucked that up. Go make some friends over there. It'll be fine.
You go, Eddie.
How great is that, though?
I really
can I
can't
hear that again?
Stand. I can't stand people who go to a concert and just to be a fucking
dick.
I
think they're the only one there.
Enjoy the fucking music. Stop being
right.
a fucking prick.
You're at a live show. Enjoy the experience of that just, energy and enjoying the music you love live.
Just explain. I'll put the link in the chat in a second.
Also, don't tape the whole thing with your cell phone, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. Dude, there's nothing worse than just seeing a sea of cell phone.
You're watching a concert through your cell phone? Why aren't you watching the concert?
Paid,
it's right in front of you.
You paid for the experience, you dumbass.
And you're paying too much attention to recording the show rather than enjoying
the
show.
Instead of paying attention to where you are with some of the greatest speakers in the world in front of you, you're going to go watch it back on your cell phone audio and fucking...
And have you ever listened to one of those fucking things? If you had
terrible.
Someone show you that? It
this
sounds
is
like
loud
shit.
Screaming around
Oh, dude, no,
you.
Check it out. I was at fucking Pearl Jam. Check it out.
Yeah, it's awesome for your experience. Yeah. You remember that moment.
And
but nobody
who's
watching it out of context remembers that or identifies with it.
Especially when it's a band like this. Like, by the way, asshole, they're going to come out with a DVD of the tour afterwards. Why don't you just fucking...
Stupid dick.
Right. You know that you're probably going to be
somebody... correctly.
Right. And you're going to be put on public display as
I got to hear this again. Watch this, Davey. He fucking...
Did you call me Davey?
I was just going to say it in me too, but it came out that way.
I think it was Dave He.
Yeah,
now
I
Davey.
Did say that, but it came...
You're
my sweetheart. And
Joey, we're breaking the walls down here, baby.
It's not too long before Valentine's Day, so I'm just trying to butter you up.
And
I'm trying
Davey.
To get,
is that on a Thursday?
I hope so.
I've only been called Davey by like a handful of chicks in my life, so I love that I can add you to the a handful of chicks.
Okay, but watch this. Check how fucking angrily he pulls the mic out of the stand. And pulls.
Oh, yeah.
I love
down.
This.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, the reason I love this is most of the bands will just let that shit go on. And just do what they're there to do to get paid for it and fucking don't. But he really gives a shit. Of course, it hits home for him because if you don't know, back in 2000 at a rock festival somewhere in Europe, I forget, 9 fans were trampled to death during their set.
I remember that.
Because the crowd just rushed towards the front of the stage. So they take this shit serious.
Kelly, we need some lights.
I want to see this asshole.
Hi. I don't know you. I've never met. You're going to watch the rest of the show. We need to get you out. Just get out. Please, now. Marcel, get around. We're not fucking around. Who else? Anybody else? Yeah, just go watch it somewhere else. You had a chance to make friends with these people. You fucked that up. Go make some friends over there. It'll be fun.
I like that Eddie Vedder has a bit of an accent.
Yeah.
Well, he has like a little twinge of an accent.
A tiny accent.
His Seattle accent is
coming
out.
Well, he's actually from California, then moved to Seattle.
Oh.
That's right.
Still, it sounds almost like an old British accent.
Yeah. Surfer accent.
You've already fucked it up for those people.
By the way, the rest of the band you could see kind of looking on it and like giggling. They had no idea. They weren't
watching.
Yeah,
he could see because he was right up front there.
Exactly. But...
Unfortunately, Valentine's Day is on a Friday this year.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to have a Valentine's Day Eve.
Valentine's Day
Friday.
Eve.
Joe, you going to take me to Applebee's for Valentine's Day?
Ooh, it's romantic.
How about some riblets? You fire me.
That's really... And you know what?
Then I fire you. Then I fire you back.
One of the... And this.
Then I fire on your back.
And again, just to talk up another band that I'm a big fan of, has been my favorite
Oasis
person in band. No, how dare you?
How
dare you know me this long and not
is it
know?
Floyd?
Of course, Dan knows.
Right. You saw Pink Floyd live. You saw them live.
I saw Roger Waters.
Oh,
Pink
but
Floyd's
you didn't see Pink
wall.
Floyd live, right? You were in a live.
You're right. I saw
point,
a better
right?
version with Roger Waters updating the wall.
Wait,
whoa, version.
Not really. Anyway, Roger
retract
Waters filmed
your
the DVD in
first off,
Greece.
As a fan,
retract
you know that
your
statement.
You need to retract your statement right now. You offended your co-host.
On one of the shows on the tour,
you
David Gilmour showed up to play Comfortably Numb on top of the wall.
That's cool. I don't care if fucking Paul McCartney showed up and fucking
and
was singing Hey Jude out of his asshole. You
that's
still
impressive.
Don't.
Actually,
it is,
no,
but no, he's done
impressive.
It. He's done it before.
Was it a Christmas
album?
Album?
Yeah, he did it once.
That's a
was
Christmas
he
album.
It was a Christmas album. Yeah, no, it was right before Sir Paul.
Was he Sir Paul?
That was what actually got him knighted.
It
was like months before that.
Makes sense. But Roger Waters recorded a DVD concert that still hasn't come fucking out yet. In Greece of the wall, and they made it blatantly obvious or clear, signs all over, you could not go into that arena with a cell phone, especially because of the wall and the projections.
I love it.
So, yeah.
You have an efficient system where people can check their cell phones going into a show. You should have to.
And I'm,
most of the shows these days, you try to see what's going on stage, and you have 50 people within your sight, within, you know, straight shot of the stage, holding their cell phones up, obstructing your view now
just
because they want to record this fucking show to take it home and watch it again later, and it's going to suck. So why not just enjoy the show like you were saying a minute ago? You pay to see a concert. Go enjoy that concert. When, you wanted to be a part of that
times,
energy, that live experience.
How many times have you been in standing room and the guy is standing in front of you?
Cell phone hold, right in front of you.
You're looking at the concert through his 2-inch
screen.
Yeah,
shitty fucking
what
phone.
What the fuck?
What I believe is when you go to a concert, you're paying for that experience. The experience of being there.
The energy.
It's not
a show.
You can't capture that with a fucking phone.
No.
You can't.
No.
So don't try.
Especially
if
they do a lot
you
of stuff
you want to get
with
your one picture of the stage before the show starts, like, look where my seats were. Whee!
Right. Or one or two
right.
pictures of
whatever.
Them doing a song.
Yeah.
Fine.
Right. You want
with
to get a couple
flash
pictures.
Off.
It's great.
Yeah.
Fine. But not recording
but
their entire set.
Not holding
you look
your
like
phone
a
up
fucking
like an
asshole.
Because you know what else? You don't have to record it. There's going to be some other idiot who's going to record it and post it on YouTube. You don't need to.
Or again, the professional version
is
going to come out without
idiot.
The fucking drunk screaming in the background.
Yeah. Or one of the best shows I ever saw in my life, there were so many cell phones being held up for it. It was ridiculous. It was like looking through a sea of cell phone screens, and then slightly above that was the stage.
It was a concert.
Like, you know, it's like you guys are all sitting, like, so you can post this on Facebook later,
you know,
so you can show it to your friends. Like, just enjoy the show.
Maybe I'm a little old school here, but you know what's almost as annoying to me, not as much, but almost, is now instead of holding up lighters during ballads, people hold up
the
cell phones.
The flashlight on their cell phone or the lit up screen, yeah.
Yeah, just a lit up screen. Mm-hmm. That annoys the shit out of me.
Technology, baby.
Not just that, lack
Isn't
of smokers.
It wonderful?
That annoys me. I want a cigarette now. Fuck.
Joe wants a cigarette.
Wants a cigarette.
All right. Duly noted. Moving on. can one of you guys bring Joe a cigarette? One of the interns?
The producers?
Send Kathleen to go grab his cigarettes. They're in his dressing room. Oh, it's his bedroom. No, go get him
Wait,
in his bedroom.
Send
You don't want Kathleen to go? You want Lori to go?
I don't know the first name. Who'd you say?
Kathleen. Lori? What's her name? I don't know her name.
No, nobody but Anthony.
Oh, all right. Bridget, is that her name? It's something weird. It's something I don't know.
I'm just going by the first
Jessica?
Name. Because the first name rang a bell, but then read.
Oh,
can't remember.
I don't know. Is it Jessica? Tiffany?
No, nobody but Anthony.
All right. Well, I'm done. I'm done guessing these interns' names. They come and go so quickly. They're here for a couple weeks. Joe sexually harasses them, usually after he bangs them.
They're gone.
Or tries to, and then they're gone.
Out the door.
What the hell are you talking about, you job turkey?
I don't know what you mean by
Fires
that.
Fires them before I can even get leftovers. It's bullshit.
Right. Seriously.
Just right out the door.
What? I didn't fire anybody.
They go to Applebee's.
I didn't fire anybody
over.
This month.
Oh, yeah, this month.
This month, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, it's December 12th.
All the inventory.
Your name's
still...
Dave. Dave, you ought to call yourself shit for brains.
I will,
to
and
be
you
fair,
should not have been chasing these girls out.
To be fair, this is the first show of the month.
That is true.
So
you didn't fire anybody this month.
Yeah, they're
that's
all
generous
probably
of you.
Fired.
After doing your best of show over Thanksgiving, you
this
didn't fire anybody yet.
This season, I haven't fired anybody.
You know what, though? To be fair, he doesn't fire them until we have the nudes. Mm. I mean, which is...
To what?
Do we have the nudes. When we have the nude photos,
what are you talking
then
about?
We fire them.
Joe
what
takes...
Right?
You take pictures on your phone like everybody else. Joe takes pictures on his phone like everybody else. Just like everybody else.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Some people
so
record
interns.
It on their phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so many interns. They just come and go so fast.
This is getting too
Joe
inside.
Promises them. Joe I, promises I, them an opportunity.
Listen, this
fast
is too
track
inside.
Your career.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys don't know how many girls he's had underneath the table during a show.
Shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the fuck up.
There was a couple
up.
Who were...
No.
Hands and knees.
Why are you getting embarrassed about imaginary
I'm
people we just
yes. up?
Imaginary girls that are blowing you.
Oh, it is imaginary. Oh, okay, yeah.
Do right. you see interns standing there, Joe?
Yeah. No, did you actually...
I thought you were talking about the past, but...
Did you believe that they were there?
Not tonight.
What did you have before the show, Joe?
No, he's
nothing,
doing... You know what?
Nothing.
He's doing the same thing as Santa Claus before.
Yeah,
he's an imaginary fucking guy. These are imaginary girls. Joe's getting
right,
so
Joe,
offended that Santa Claus
Joe,
can't be any other color than
would
me.
Would
call up here talking this kind of shit?
Huh?
Would it be better if we said there were penguins that were off air?
Yeah. Would you rather...
It's more socially acceptable.
But this isn't the South Pole, Dan, so it's not going to be feasible anymore because Joe doesn't want things to not be realistic.
I really don't understand what just happened and why Joe's so nervous about fucking...
I just going back to the... Over-explain the first name Dave mentioned. That's where the joke went.
Actually, you know what? That was a completely inadvertent, just random name that I brought up. That was just a random name that I brought up. But at once upon a time, she was a fictitious intern here, and things were great.
Oh, apparently, yeah. I didn't...
I honestly...
I didn't
had,
put that together, Joe. I'm sorry.
I didn't even realize...
That's nice! You like ass pussy?
So moving
I do.
On.
I do like ass pussy.
That's delicious.
So moving on.
I guess. Sometimes.
I feel like we did something wrong again.
Again.
God.
You know what? I shouldn't even have come here tonight. I wasn't supposed to be here today.
No bitter chick.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
I'm not blushing. Bitter chick in the chat.
Yes, he is. His face is bright red. He looks like Kool-Aid right now.
That was a horrible impression, dude.
That was a great impression.
I thought it was great.
That was fantastic.
I love the joke.
Fuck you, sir.
I don't think
that
so.
That was a much better impression.
We here at the Cousin Dave Show approve of Dan's
fuck
impression.
Fuck your mother!
All right. No, my mom is a very nice lady.
You don't have to bring her into
this. Very nice.
Don't you understand you're being mean
very
now?
Very sweet woman.
Okay. We're going to move on?
I don't know. Can we from here?
We'll rename the imaginary interns, and it'd be more fitting.
Who gives a shit?
Okay, so
fucking
what?
Judy. What? Is that an okay name? Is Judy allowed?
Judy, right? Beth.
Anything else? Can you list the names that we're allowed to make?
What are you trying to say, Dan? That one name wasn't okay to mention?
You started yelling at us. I don't know. I'm getting yelled at. Trying to make a comedic bit for you about our fake interns over here. Don't even exist. It's a pile of coats. I'm looking at it.
Right. I looked at it in the corner as well, and I imagined that there was a person there, but apparently she wasn't. No, who? I don't know.
It was the fourth wall. You can't see beyond it.
Yeah, exactly. And Joe won't let it get broken down.
Yeah, can't break that shit.
Break it down if you want. I don't care.
No, I'm not breaking down the fourth wall now. It's too late.
Right. I don't give a shit.
It's all ruined. Shit.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
I've been working in radio.
Okay. Yeah, for a long time, apparently.
Just to clarify, there are no interns that Joe is molesting.
We don't have interns.
I know, Joe. That was the joke.
Wait a minute. Did you just get up to speed with us now?
He just joined us.
No, because I used to, years ago.
And me and Dave were never here for interns.
Right, but you knew that someone that you mentioned was an intern years ago. That's why I thought you were talking about
her. Honestly, the name drop was completely inadvertent. It was just what
they were. That was one hell of a coincidence then.
You know what?
I believe you. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't say anything like that veiled and not tell you legit that it was a straight-up shot. Exactly. I would tell you if it was a straight shot. It wasn't.
All right.
It was legitimately just a
coincidence. I didn't pick up on anything.
Because if you notice, I probably dropped two or three within a matter of like seconds.
That's it!
I just heard a few names.
All right. Let's move on. Okay.
Great. Now I feel like we made jokes.
Yeah, now I feel Joe's very upset with us.
I'm not.
No, you are. I think we messed up.
You are. That's sad.
I wanted to do something to make him happy, and we just fucked it up again, man.
You can go under the table like the imaginary interns.
I'm not doing that. Well, first off, I have bad knees. I'll get down there. My legs cramp up.
It did happen,
like
actually, years ago.
My legs
ago.
Cramp, I chew. Like, I get my knees.
Did I tell you guys about the anniversary
like
show?
And I choke on
in like
it.
In 2006?
Because he's got such a big, it's really like in the back of my throat.
Someone's just talking over everything and not listening to me.
I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't know.
Are we on
something else? Have we moved on?
No, because whatever. I've told the story before. No reason to retell it.
Bad back, too.
Okay. Once again, I don't understand why people in the chat are calling Dave Cousin Dave. It's a bit annoying.
Because they're my family now.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
We family. But they're like third or fourth cousins, so it ain't weird.
Yeah. So if I have sex with one of y'all, it ain't going to be weird,
right?
Strange.
Now they're all no longer family because you just did a black voice. They all got disgusted, guaranteed.
No, they actually don't get as disgusted by me as they do by
you.
With
them
that
away.
Same,
you
that
push
same
them
thing.
Away.
That same thing doesn't really work.
What same thing?
The voice. You just said that the black voice was going to scare people away, but it didn't. See,
where'd a fucking nigger come into this?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Who is that?
Why did Dave say that?
Was that Larry, the producer? The imaginary producer?
Don't make fun of Larry, Dave.
Is Larry going to come in here and flip shifts now?
Why did you say fucking Larry?
I shouldn't have said Larry. I'm sorry. Tim? Greg?
Chris? Not Tim. Tim's
Chris?
Even worse. Tim's
even
worse.
Donnie Chris owns the station.
Motherfucker, please. Kiss my ass.
We're going to move on here.
This is all getting cut out.
No. Not at all. Not at all.
I honestly think that...
What?
I don't know. I think nothing was intended.
No, I know that.
All right.
Let's play one of Vitaly's pranks that just came out that I love.
Okay.
You want to explain this as it goes along, Dave?
Well, first, let's remind everybody who Vitaly is. Vitaly was the guy who released that video while everybody was eating people's faces and shit with bath salts. He was the one who released videos of himself in the hood.
Playing a zombie.
Pretending Florida. Like in the middle of while people were already being attacked by these
in the middle
heads,
of the hood where
like literally walking around
where blacks
in,
are much more easily to get frightened or surprised
like straight up in the ghetto like places where you could get you're gonna get killed if you fuck around you slip up you are gonna and he actually said afterwards that you know when people were coming after him like you saw the one guy who pulled out the gun then those guys in the basketball courts they were coming after him he had to tell him whoa guys it's a prank it's a joke there's a camera. Because they were going to fucking stomp him out.
Oh, yeah, and that one, yeah.
That was, like, really funny shit. But it was a great prank, and the reactions he got off of people were great. So he's still doing pranks. This prank Basically, do you have a link for this to put in the chat so everybody can see it, watch it at home, or?
Oh, now that you pressured me, I guess I have to.
You might as well go find it. So basically, what happens in this whole, I guess the setup for this is essentially.
I'll tell it because I obviously know.
More yeah, than you know, do. You have a little bit more background than me, and you don't like me talking
right,
any more than you anyway.
Watched
so go ahead.
I actually saw the prep we're going to do.
No, I shouldn't talk on the show. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Oh, for Christ's sake. This is. It's very quick. It starts out, Vitaly, his friend, pulls up in a Toyota Celica or some shit, like from the 80s. Horrible car. Trying to pick up this girl waiting at what seems to be like, what, a bus stop, Dave?
It looks like a bus stop, or at least some like. She's waiting somewhere, obviously, for a ride towards the edge of a corner.
Train or a bus or something.
Towards the edge of a corner on a city block somewhere.
And putting the link in the chat now.
Narrate as it goes along.
All right, so he's driving a shit car, this kid here.
Hi, how are you?
So he pulls up to this, like, what looks like a hoplon.
Where do you want to go?
And she's not even paying attention to him, right?
At all.
All right,
she's walking
have a good
away.
Day.
Yeah. So now, it says 15 minutes later, here comes Vitaly.
What's
and
what, up, girl?
What kind of car was this?
Ferrari.
Yeah.
It's a black Ferrari.
Okay.
Is it? Yeah.
What are you doing?
Same girl, by the way. 15 minutes later,
sick
same
ass
girl.
Car, like ridiculous car.
Right.
What's
convertible
up?
Ferrari.
Are you, it's about to get dark. Why don't you? You want to ride? Come on. Don't be shy. We're going the same direction, right? Come on. We're going the same direction. Where are you going?
Are you sure?
I'm a nice guy. I won't do anything.
All
right.
Wow.
No.
And she's getting
in.
And she's getting in.
What's up?
Well, he said he wouldn't rape her. It's like a cop.
It's about to get dark, and you're just like, oh.
You have to.
No
problem.
And check this out.
Wait. Didn't my friend just try to actually...
He stops the car.
You up?
Wait, what?
My friend, 15 minutes ago, he actually tried to pick you up, and you didn't even want to listen to him.
It's traffic bomb.
I don't think I want you here. Get out. Get out. You're causing traffic here. Get out.
Spits in his face.
You're a prick.
He's a prick.
Adios.
Fucking great.
I love how she tells him,
he's the prick.
You're a prick.
By the way, the first guy...
I'm a prick because you judge somebody unfair. You needed a ride. The operative thing was getting a ride, but your observation was he drives a piece of shit car, so he's got to be a scumbag of a person. But somebody driving a nice car obviously has to be a reasonably good person because they couldn't get a Ferrari by sucking, right? I mean, like, that's not how life works.
I don't know if you saw it. There was a group of guys who did something very similar where they rented a bright red Lamborghini or something like that. Like, you know, like high-end Ferrari Lamborghini. Bright red, gorgeous. And they literally would like do the exact same thing where they rented it and they just park it somewhere and they'd go pick up a girl and be like, yo, you want to run ride my car? And you're like, no, whatever. He's like, no, my car's right over here. Oh, that's your car? Oh, and they'd like be ready to jump. Dude, one girl
that's
was like,
Vitaly, I think.
One girl was getting ready to leave. It might have been. One girl was getting ready to leave. Like her boyfriend was there and she was going to go with him in the car.
No, this is different then.
Leave her boyfriend behind with this guy.
Scheming,
right?
Scheming.
But the best one was the last girl gets her in the car, starts the car, goes to pull away, and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe this is your car, or whatever. And he stops the car, he goes, actually, it's not really my car. She's like, you're such a fucking asshole, and like gets out and like fucking slams the door and like storms off.
He's the asshole.
Yeah.
Once again,
he's the asshole. I think we've lost our perception of people who are opportunistic and materialistic and who's an asshole.
Dude, this one girl would have dropped her boyfriend
in a heartbeat
there.
For the guy with
right
the Ferrari.
There.
You can afford a car that's $250,000. You got to be able to support me better than this fucking loser.
The guy is like, babe, no, come on, babe, come on. And she's like, no. Stop, like pushing him away, like to go with this fucking guy in the Lamborghini, Ferrari, whatever the fuck it was.
Wow.
Like, dude, would have left her guy right there.
Just like that.
Would have fucking done. Bye.
That's what your relationships are good for, everybody. Just so you know.
Just so you know, it's a Ferrari
single.
Away.
Single.
Do you want to...
Single.
By choice.
That way, if some chick pulls up with a Ferrari, I can jump in with her and not feel bad about dropping.
I don't know if I fit in a Ferrari, but
yeah.
Why are you guys looking black all of a sudden?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Cause, yeah.
Do you want to play the other one from him?
What other one?
I just saw that was new.
Oh.
Oh, he's got another one? Nice.
I'll put this in the chat, too. This is great. I'm going to actually fast forward because it's like 4 minutes long. Basically, he set up a 15 or what's supposed to be a 15-year-old girl, and she looks 15 too.
and I'm going to skip the first conversation because for whatever reason, they play music in the background. You can't hear what they're fucking saying. So let me just put this video in the chat. And, okay, here we go. Check this out.
My friend stitched
it's called
me
How to Catch a really Predator Prank.
Right now. I could really use like $50 to.
So it's a sexy girl that's supposedly 15 talking to random guys in the street.
Yeah, wearing the short shorts. Yep.
Is there any way you can help me?
How old are you?
15.
Nice, you look older. What
thank
you.
You. What?
Maybe you can work this out, huh? Maybe
okay.
I do something for you. You do something for me.
Wow.
I do something for you.
Oh,
you do something
yeah,
for me.
Okay, like what are you thinking?
Well, maybe we can go in my car around the corner.
My car around the corner.
All right. I mean, I'm 15. You're okay with that?
Yeah, that's all right. You look older.
Okay. 5-0, we got him.
Talks into her shirt. And he runs away, and Vitaly and his friend Seuss run after him, and he's running like a motherfucker.
I could do something for you. I'm just like desperate at this point. I mean, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking like we can go back to my place. You know, we could smash, and then I could take you to San Diego. I probably ain't getting $50.
I'm like, so.
You ain't
15.
Getting 50
are you okay
bucks.
With that?
Yeah.
I'll take you back to my place and fuck you, and then drive you all the way to San Diego. But you ain't getting $50.
Because smash.
Smash.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, it's not fuck him. Smash. Smash. My bad.
5-0. We got him.
The reaction to Brian.
So I'm kind of lost and I'm stranded, and I'm just really looking if someone could help me out today. I could really use $50 to try to
now,
get home.
In all fairness, this fucking guy looks homeless, right?
No, I think he's
just an older
he's
creep.
Homeless. Yeah, I think
he's an older creep. Okay.
Yeah.
You really need
the
to get
last
home?
And best one.
He just wants some money.
You need to get home. He just wants some money.
Some money, we can go around to my place.
They gotta fucking beef up their audio.
Oh, yeah.
Right around the corner.
Well, I'm only 15. Are you okay with that? Yeah?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
5-0, we got him.
He takes 3 steps.
Instead of running away like the other guys, he goes on his knees.
He's been through this before.
Hands behind his back.
He's been through this.
He starts laying down on the ground face first.
Go. Get on the ground. You stay here, okay?
Face down on the pavement. This guy will have time
to
think
about what
he's done.
They just run away while he's laying face down, not watching.
He, along with the others we've seen, had the choice
to
help. Or to try
how long
to take
he
advantage.
Stayed laying on his face.
Maybe next time they'll do the right thing.
But you see,
it's
this
a
is
a sad fact, but this cautionary tale underscores...
Now, two things, like I said before the show, Dave. I want to believe this is real, and I really...
I do.
I think it is.
I do.
Second, you think they went through, like, I don't know, 8 hours of footage and just pulled out 3 or 4 guys? Or is this a normal other guy that would fucking do this?
I think
this
they probably
so
pulled out the best.
Creepy.
No, they pulled out the best of the best for that.
But yeah,
I'm sure they
saying,
probably
yes.
did
you
it for like a day
you
or
think
two.
It took like 100 guys to get these.
There
three
probably
or four.
Was a ton of guys who were just like, "Yeah, here's some. I can't give you any money, whatever."
Yeah,
those are probably
there's
the
a dollar or two.
Creeps.
Sorry, I feel real bad for you. But they went for the worst of the worst who consented to bring her somewhere, and or tried to get her to consent to go somewhere and fuck. Mm. And hey, she's 15. I mean, you know, she's legal in Kazakhstan. Yes. You in Kazakhstan and Joe would go crazy for this 15-year-old girl.
Sorry, I got distracted by the chat.
That'd be too old for
this is not
you.
The first
that'd,
time.
That'd be too old for,
I wanna
for
play...
Borat, wouldn't it? That's...
Yes, 15 is past her primes. She need to be 11-year-old, perfect for a marriage and a sexy time.
I want to play Guess the Asshole, but we only, have 10 minutes left, so we can't play Who's the Asshole.
Oh.
God damn it.
Oh, it would probably be me anyway, I'm sure, Joe.
Oh, no.
I mean, we can go past 10 if you guys want to. Waiting for a response? Waiting for a response?
Let's...
Someone
got me.
We're on pace for 10.
What?
Yeah, we're on pace for 10.
Red Sox is asking me something. I guess no one in the studio is interested in this question.
What was... I'm sorry, what was Red Sox asking you, Joe? I'm sorry, I didn't realize the studio audience lights were flashing.
He was asking for some calls. All right, listen. We got 10 minutes left. If Red Sox, if you and maybe someone else can find some hookers around the country and their numbers, yes, I'll give you some calls. If you haven't listened before, if you're new to the show, every once in a while, towards the end of the show, and my co-hosts are putting their head in their hands because they know they're going to be here till at least 10:30 if this happens.
Oh, no, we won't.
Oh, look at that, Lee's rubbing his head.
Oh, no, we won't.
I fuck you and leave. I'll just do it myself.
All right, later. I got some fabrics waiting outside.
Good ride.
I will live prank all some hookers. Now, the problem with this, as always, is it's live, so they're not all great. But when they are great, they're fucking great. So if you can go on backpage.com and get me a link or two, number two, feel free. What's the matter, guys? You got somewhere to be? Fellas? I'm talking to you. The guys in the studio? Not
oh, no. No, we're allowed to be part of the show again? I'm sorry.
That's Dave's opinion. That's Dave.
Yeah. Once again, the opinions expressed by Dave are not those of the More Like Radio family or the Cousin Joe show. No. Or the Cousin Dave show. The opinions of Dave have been those expressed by the Cousin Dave show. MoreLikeRadio.com/live. If you're on Twitter, hashtag save Dave.
845-228-8897.
I don't think they heard that, Dan.
I didn't think you wanted anyone calling in right now.
I don't mind.
All right, fine. 845-228-8897.
Maybe they want to read to me the number of a hooker.
Call in and read a number to Joe.
Or if you're on Twitter right now, Cousin Dave Show.
That doesn't exist. That just doesn't exist.
It doesn't even exist, I don't
think. Doesn't exist, Dave.
No, I'm going to look it up, though.
hang on. J.J. Stoner from 360 on 420, who I love.
There's a Cousin Dave.
Shut up. It was live tonight at midnight, by the way. Put a link in the chat. Is this what you're talking about, Dan?
Pranksters pretending to be undercover cops.
The men responsible for the infamous zombie prank that went viral on YouTube.
What's that?
And here's the guy behind it. This is Vitaly.
If a video gets less than a million views,
this is a bunch of clips
worthless.
Cut together.
You don't hit him.
But, okay. So far, I'm getting no links to hookers. So what's the matter with you people? Red Sox, you're supposed to be on top of this shit. Knowing me, Red Sox, asking me in the last 10 minutes that I'm going to do this, you should already have three lined up for me to call. I got to look on my own. Is that what's going on here?
You put one.
Did he?
Cranky.
Cranky. Where? Okay. Oh, he's going to go with his hometown. Okay. Ooh, is that a tranny? What is that?
If it's a tranny, you hear Joe. Ooh, is that a tranny?
I didn't say ooh. I said oh, like I was surprised.
Ooh.
Bus 32A. All right. This is from Connecticut. This, what the fuck is her name here? Oh, God, it is. Very Hot TS. It's a tranny.
Joe's in love with a stripper.
Today only, guys.
Today only. It's a special.
Right.
Time to pay rent.
Be respectful and clean. See, Red Sox, do you not know how this works by now? I'll try it, but it's not going to work.
But Joe's not going to suck her dick unless she sucks his.
I like that premise. Let's see here.
And the show has hit a new low.
Oh, Smith, okay. We turn your mics off? Okay, or you can.
Hello?
Samantha?
Yes?
What's up, baby Sammy? What are you doing?
Everything else fine, and you?
Oh, I'm doing great, too. So, are you available soon?
Yes, when are you, daddy?
I'm totally ready. I just want to know one or two things before I come down there. I'm staying at the Holiday Inn in Hartford, but all right, how big's your cock, babe?
8 inches? Yes.
Oh, man, I don't feel... should I feel self-conscious? Because mine is 7 3/4, and it's really fat.
But are you looking for an appointment?
Yeah, but I've never been with one who has a bigger dick than me. I don't know if I should feel weird about that. Can you kind of tape it to your belly while I fuck you from behind so I don't see it? Because it might make me feel like, you know, very self-conscious.
When do you want to see me? You want to see me tonight or tomorrow?
Wow, your girl voice just got a lot deeper. Yeah, no, tonight, like within the next half hour or so.
What time?
What's it, 5 to 10? Or maybe 10:30.
Okay, how long you from Denver?
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, how long, where are you? How long to Hartford?
Oh, baby, you're right off the boat. This is so sexy. You have no idea what I'm even saying and vice versa. I would take about 20 minutes to get there.
Okay, I am in Hartford. If you want to come and call me 20 minutes before...
I'm in Hartford. I'm at the Holiday Inn. I don't know how to say Holiday Inn in Spanish, but I could be there in like 25 minutes, half hour. Can I just like duct tape your dick to your belly so I don't see it while I'm doing it from behind?
Okay, call me when you're coming.
Is that okay?
Yes.
You're not going to jerk off on me, are you? I don't want to...
How much you have it for my donation?
I'm sorry?
How much you have it for my donation?
Jesus fucking Christ, taco tranny. Say what...
Go
speak English.
Fucking mother, fucking bitch.
I was picturing you as my mother while I fuck you, you filthy bitch.
Boo!
She hung up. What was that noise, Dave? I don't know. Someone just wrote this clip in the chat room. Hang on.
That's nice. You like ass pussy?
You should have played that.
I know I should.
You should have jumped right into it. Damn. Damn it.
All right. Well, we should probably.
I've noticed that every single tranny has an 8-inch penis.
Is that what they all say?
Everyone we've called has that? An 8-inch penis.
That's a little weird that you're keeping track, Dan.
I wrote it all down right here.
I haven't been keeping a log of tranny cock sizes.
I have a log.
Jesus Christ.
And, yeah.
She has a log, too. Two.
It's log.
Why are they all giving me trannies in the chat?
Biggest, heaviest wood, because you said you want to fuck a tranny.
Yeah. I didn't say that.
There's a sexy one in the chat. Take a look. Butt Monkey just posted a profile.
That's what I clicked on.
Boom. No, the new one.
Right there.
Oh, is that? That's. Oh, my
God. Oh,
yeah, no,
my
that's the one. That's the God. One. Jesus Christ. All right, we'll try one or two more of these. Oh, shit. Where's the. Again, guys. Oh, here we go. Sorry. I was about to yell at you for not having a link that included a phone number because some don't, but this one does. All right, good. What's this one's name here? Anyone going to help me out here? In the studio?
Fred.
No.
says TV Fred. Michelle.
Fucker. Don't make me laugh before one of these calls. Don't do it.
It says Michelle.
Okay, thank you.
I guess it's Mike, though. It's probably Mike.
Right, okay.
We going to do recognizance?
It's Fred, but now that he's gorgeous, it's drop dead Fred, baby.
Mikey, Michelle, what's up, babe?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm loving your feminine voice right now. Shit, I'm so... I'm on vacation. I'm in the Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
And are you available to meet up soon?
Not till later on, so I don't know what your time is like.
Well, my time is free after like a half hour from now. I'll be up all night.
How about, like, after 10?
Okay. Fine. I guess I have to wait that long. Can I bring some butt plugs? I'm really thick. Well, I'm Italian. I'm really thick. Okay. I hope you don't mind it. It's
okay.
I'm 7 3/4. I'm really thick.
All right. Let's first things first, okay?
Okay.
My gift is $150.
Okay. I have that gift for you.
I need you to text me a face picture. So when you show up, I know it's you and not somebody else.
Okay. And you want me to text it to you?
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to text you my dick, too?
Your face picture.
Oh, all right.
Nothing nude.
Why not?
I mean, you can turn your shirt off. That's it.
And that's kind of gross. You don't want that.
Why?
It's kind of. I was in a boating accident. You don't want to know. Are you going to be wearing those fishnets in the picture?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I just want to wrap the fishnets around my cock like a rubber band and just, like, fuck your fat thigh. God damn, baby. What a hot man ass you have. Shit. You calling me a faggot? You motherfucking queer bastard? You're the fucking man in makeup, you cunt. You calling me a faggot? Hey, motherfucker. Hang on a second.
Oh, no. Joe is about to now attack a tranny for calling him a faggot. Get ready.
You're walking around with eyeshadow on, but I'm the faggot, you piece of shit, tranny faggot fuck. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm going to come over there with a fucking drill, though, and I'm going to drill your fucking asshole. You like that shit? Huh? Huh? How about I stick a fucking pelican up your ass and pull the trigger a couple times? It won't kill you. It'll just shoot off your man tits from inside. Hello? Okay, hang on. One more time.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter, Dan? Dan.
And deeper we go.
Scramble. Not even trying to...
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh.
Voice message system 40.
All right. Okay.
Not going to answer anymore.
All right. Well, I guess we should wrap up.
Only if you're going to hit it.
Oh, those silly trannies.
That's the first one that called you a faggot.
That was weird, right?
What was that about?
Oh, no.
Doesn't even know what the score is right now.
He might have been trying to talk dirty with you and shit.
Yeah. Brent, got all like... White ass Brent Nachenko's Dan has a pee-pee scorecard.
I do. Checking them all off. I'm just pointing out that it's very strange that so many well-hung people become trannies. It's just a very interesting dynamic.
I'm looking at this other one they put in the chat.
Maybe it's why Joe is interested in trannies.
I'm not interested. I'm just going by the links you people fucking send me. Hang on.
Scramble also pointed out, yeah, not even trying to put on a voice. It was like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I couldn't have been more manly in the world.
My gift is 150. Now you can duct tape my cock to my chest, bro.
Speaking of what you
all good.
Whatever, bro. What's wrong with your chest? Like, he was very concerned about that part when you were like.
Yeah, he was like, wait, what am I going into?
Wait, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Real bad boating accident. Don't worry about that. So, listen, let's get back to you. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to that hog between your legs, you sexy.
And speaking of what you were saying, Dan, bitch. This other chat that I got, other link I got in the chat, Freak Nasty, he's 23. 9-inch anaconda snake.
I'm telling you.
With the new triple D implants.
I'm telling you, they all have giant penises. It's amazing.
I love how it has to write functional. 9-inch functional hung. No hormones, no problems. Ugh, is
Boom.
That a saying?
Oh, I don't even want to know what that means.
That means that this shit works. It's not just for show.
Why don't we find out what it means?
This was in White Plains, Westchester.
Yeah.
Westchester.
Holy shit.
That's set.
Let's find out what that means.
Hello.
Hey, baby. What's up?
How are you?
I'm great. You sound so sexy, by the way.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Are you going to be around like the next hour?
Yeah, I'll definitely be here.
All right. Awesome. To be honest with you, I've been calling like trains all night, and they just sound like, hey, what's going on? And just hearing your voice, baby, I'm so turned on right now.
You said you did what?
Yeah. So it says,
I didn't hear what you said. You've been calling fool?
Oh, I've been calling TSs all night, and they just sound like deeper voice than me. So it's really refreshing to hear your voice. I'm really,
well, we have to understand this, Stillman, at the end of the day.
Yeah. So it says, you're functional and you're a heavy shooter?
Yes, it does seem
that. Oh, fuck yeah. So, like, if I'm laying on my back and you're fucking me up the ass, could you pull out and reach my mouth? From your wad?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, baby.
If you call someone else, would that be okay?
No, I want to fuck you.
You're not fucking me. Stop being disrespectful. You can call someone else.
I didn't mean to be disrespectful. I'm sorry. I'm new at this.
No, it's okay. You can call someone.
All right, can we start over?
No, we can't. I don't get graphic over the phone, sweetie. You can call someone else.
You're afraid of being arrested because you're a tranny whore? You stupid bitch. Is that what the problem is? Is that what the fucking problem is? You dopey black bitch with a fucking dick? Is that the problem?
Uh-huh.
It is.
Uh-huh.
So why won't you meet me?
Uh-huh.
You can keep saying that.
Really,
I'm not disrespectful. I just want to fuck you in your girl whore man ass.
I'm not going to get nasty with you. That's so unladylike.
You did already by telling me to call somebody else. Now my feelings are hurt. And I don't even know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight because I was turned down by the ugliest tranny on Backpage. How the fuck am I going to sleep? You silly black bitch. Come on. Why can't I just go over and fuck you? Come on. Let me fuck you.
Let me stick my big
fat dick between those horribly fake misplaced tits. Come on.
I'm not black, though.
What are you, Colombian, Puerto Rican?
You have the wrong number because I'm not black.
Oh, you're some kind of brown dog shit skin something. What are you?
No, I think you've seen my pictures. I'm not black.
I'm looking at them right now. You're in the red lingerie, right?
I'm not black.
Oh, all right, baby, what are you? Just tell me. You sound like you've got a great sense of humor. Let's just roll with this.
I think we both know I'm not black.
All right. You sound hilarious and sexy. So seriously, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I was just messing around. Can we get together?
Not interested. Uh-uh.
Why?
Interested.
Because of my jokes?
Not interested. You're not joking. Not interested.
Well, I'm not joking about wanting to fuck you up the man ass. I want to do that. You shave, right? You shave your asshole?
Uh-uh. It's doodly and
you bleached
hairy.
You bleached that shit?
It's doodly and hairy.
It's doodly and hairy? That turns me on even more. Uh-huh. I like to wipe that shit on my face. You want? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'll take my dick out of your ass, and I'll stroke it. I'll stroke the shit off it very slow, like European grip style, and rub your shit on my face.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, let's fucking do that, baby. Let's fucking do it. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when are we going to meet up? When can I come all over those horrible tattoos you have?
Come over.
Okay, dude, text me your address.
You said what?
Text me your address and I'll come over and we'll fuck.
435 Sesame Street.
I have a feeling that you're referencing a cartoon and not your real address, dear.
No, I'm on Sesame Street on White Plains Road.
Okay, so is there going to be some, like, gorilla with a shotgun waiting for me next to you?
Uh-uh.
Not at all.
Okay, so we can fuck tonight.
Is that who did I talk?
Yeah, and you're not sending me in a wild goose chase? That's a real road.
Yeah, I'm on Sesame Street.
All right, so I'm going to meet you on Sesame Street. I'm going to dress up in a Big Bird costume, and I'll fuck you raw.
Oh, okay, no problem. Great, I'm on my way.
What do you mean you're on your way? You're going to stay home, you goofy bitch. You told me to come to you. Where are you on your way to?
Oh, I'm going to come outside. I'm outside right now. I have my. If you look, I'm 6'9", and I have a pink wig on and a Hello Kitty dress. That's me.
Okay, so you want to fuck outside even though it's like 4 degrees outside. I don't know. I don't know if I can get hard. Are you going to get me hard in this cold weather?
No.
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
So how can I tell? You have to follow the yellow brick road.
See, you're referencing two different things now. You're being silly. You're being silly.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I want to come fuck you really hard, and you're being silly with me now.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter, darling?
You must be having fun. You know I'm having fun right now.
I'm more interested in the yellow dick road, babe.
Oh, you have to follow that road.
Mm-hmm. Where do I follow it to?
Sesame Street.
I want to click my heels together 3 times and go, ooh, I'm in tranny heaven. I'm in tranny heaven. And just be with you. Just fucking suck your brown dick, whatever the fuck you are.
I'm not black.
I know. That's why I said whatever. Are you Ecuadorian? What are you?
It says
I'm not in transit anymore. That's what I want to say. Oh, I'm not in transit anymore. You know what I mean?
My God.
Right? Oh, baby, I think we make a good team.
I'm getting arrested right now.
Good. You should be for posting the fact that you're a tranny. I've seen.
You said what?
What are you wearing again? A Nicki Minaj wig?
I'm wearing a pink wig, and I'm wearing my Hello Kitty dress.
And you're outside. What, are you decorating your Christmas trees?
Hanging I'm lights on your bushes? Your grandmother's Christmas tree.
My grandmother's or yours?
Yeah. That old bitch needed the help.
Is she paying you good?
I mean, she got the rest of her retirement check.
She's sucking your dick? Yo, seriously, let me suck your dick. Hello? Oh, you can't win them all, fellas. It hung up.
And we were so close to
winning it all. We were so close
that
to winning
was,
it all.
That was going very.
You had cues, dude. You had cues everywhere for fucking on top of that joke. Sesame Street, Yellow Dick Road, Transit.
Dude, and the funny thing is, you tried to. Fucking,
oh yeah, those were Dave's lines, by the way.
You tried to punt that train right off the track early, and she fucking stayed with it despite.
I couldn't believe how long she stayed on.
Despite you trying to ruin it early, she fucking stuck with it.
She rolled with it. I think that's a keeper.
Absolutely. All right,
probably going to be hard to top.
Great get here, guys.
That's great.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next Thursday right here live, 7 o'clock on More Like Radio. Have a good night, everyone.
Love you guys.
Have a wondrous evening.
The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more.